I think they like you, Steve.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Have no place to go, darling. Happy day before Thanksgiving, 6:10 in the morning. The Steve Cochran Show, number 1266 at Cochran Show, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook and other forms of social media. 312-981-7200. Here's a text question. Your best and your worst Thanksgiving, either or. Or both, if you like. But you got to give me a short one. You know, it's a text message. 312-981-7200. So, for instance, your best Thanksgiving. My son or daughter came home safely from military service. That's a great Thanksgiving. Your worst Thanksgiving, my husband came home from work and I was there with a neighbor. That's a bad Thanksgiving. 312-981-7200. They'll say, yeah, that text question, that's text question, and that's the question. Elise Linklater, the MVP, Dan Hampton, getting you ready for the Bears and the Lions. Let's go live now to Detroit, where Mark Carmen's standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Doing fine. You sound like you're in the room.
I'm just rubbing Mitchell Trubisky's shoulder.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about this?
We know that that he's got a sore shoulder. We know that the Bears have been conservative with Khalil Mack. We know the Bears have been conservative with Allen Robinson. We know that the Bears are on a very quick week. We know that the Bears are a game and a half up in the division. We know that Chase Daniels made all of two starts in his 10-year career, and he's made $34 million, or he will have by the end of next season, which is crazy.
Steve, the quickest turnaround in 1 week in NFL history.
Yeah, I heard that. I did not know that. Yeah. I figured there must have been somebody who did a Monday night to a Thursday. It never happened.
Yeah. They would never allow that, would they? A Monday night into Thursday?
Until now.
That's pretty rude.
Well, Sunday night.
No, this was Sunday night.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quickest in NFL.
Well, it's like Monday. So it's like the day before.
We know that he wants to play. We know that Nagy wants him to play, but they might be smart about it. So I don't think we know a whole lot right now.
It's also perfect for them, you know, as with a quick turnaround. If you're the Lions and you have to start thinking about what your game plan's like, you're playing a little strategy here as well. They may know one way or another, and they're just kind of, you know, playing it. We may see. I wouldn't be surprised. Trubisky comes out, and it was all about nothing. And
yeah, can much I ask ado a about silly nothing? Question?
No, ask a serious one.
Well, okay, why in football do they announce what the injury is, and in hockey they don't?
For
they
gambling,
just say up or lower? Because now we know if he plays, they're going to attack his shoulder.
It's for gambling purposes.
I don't know.
But it's specifically to manipulate. No, I'm not kidding. It's specifically to manipulate the line.
So there's no gambling in hockey.
There is, but not as much money.
Yeah, we're talking about a serious differential in dough.
There's also rules put out, right, by the league, which is influenced by gambling, but the idea that you have to specify what the injury designation is by a certain time in the NFL.
Right.
Where for hockey, they're like, he might be hurt.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know what was wrong with Crawford for how long?
Well, because
year.
Hockey, you go up or lower or boo-boo. Yeah. Those are the three categories. He's got a boo-boo.
It's a good point, though, by Mary. You know, the whole, why do we need to specify? What's it really about? Is it, you know, I think it's a fair question.
You're going to find involved. You're going to find Mary makes good points all show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
really?
She really does, yeah.
Go, Mary. I'm kidding, Mary. Thanks, I know you do.
John DeCoste is here. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm good. Looking forward to today.
What will we be doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
For the first time, we are going out. We're actually going out to a restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. We've never done it. Just three of us, so we
Chinese?
Just decided. We're going to have duck. Jackie will scream when she sees it with the head on.
That's more of a Christmas move, to go to a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, actually, that's
Christmas
from
day.
The Christmas story.
Yeah.
I was off on that.
Did you know, I brought this up yesterday. Potbelly's has apparently a turducken sub.
I tried it yesterday.
Holidays. And?
Serious?
Yeah, it was all right.
Not great?
Yeah, I mean, good, but not...
A little bit of a letdown?
There was too much cranberry sauce, and cranberry is not really my favorite.
No.
Plus, I ordered it, and the guy who like took my order, he didn't really seem to know what I was getting.
It's like, wreck? You want a wreck?
I was like, right there on the picture. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know how to make that.
That's a new thing.
Oh. So tuna?
Well, you can order it without the cranberries, can't you?
There's pictures.
Yeah, but I didn't really know what
came on. So what's on it? Turkey? Duck? Chicken?
I think. Yeah, I think all those things are on it. And then, yeah, they ask you if you want lettuce, tomato, mayo, I think, which I am totally out on.
And stuffing.
And then the cranberry sauce. No stuffing.
Oh, no stuffing.
Unless it was supposed to be on there and they just forgot.
Yeah, because the kid didn't know what he was doing. The Potbelly's kid. I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, you were talking about what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So going out and the only thing I miss is everybody makes fun of me, but I love my turkey sandwich the next day with stuffing. I don't like cranberry, so it's...
So you put it on there?
I just put stuffing. It's bread on bread, but I really do like that. Yeah. I really do like
that. So you don't actually eat any Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
Just wait till the next day?
I wait till the next day.
That'd be a good restaurant. Leftovers.
Leftovers.
Where you cook the food day ahead of time, and the next day, you actually serve it.
That would be a pretty cool place.
Yeah, and it comes out, you order it, but it comes out in Tupperware.
Or tinfoil.
Like, there wouldn't actually be...
They did this. What was it? Pete would know this. The Glad had... Was it Glad had a thing in a high-end restaurant where they invited all these social media influencers, and they came out, and they thought they were getting this, you know, four-star meal, but they were like, look, this Glad wrap holds these leftovers so fresh.
Oh, selling the Glad.
And they were like, we don't want this. Right. But it was like the idea that they were kind of going for a leftovers vibe.
I bet I could make money in a restaurant.
Lot of trouble for
I bet I could make money in a restaurant called Leftovers.
Yeah.
Would Leftovers be on the opposite side of town as Still Hungry?
Yes, yes. Still Hungry is a restaurant for first dates where women go and they don't eat anything. They just nibble because it's the first date, and they're super hungry, and they go to an all-you-can-eat buffet where there's just chairs and a moving food trough. They get a fork.
It's part of the Cochrane food empire.
Yeah. I'll put Leftovers next to that one, and that would be good.
I'm getting a visual of Steve, just the guy that you see when you walk in the restaurant. There he is. You just want to see him. Yep. He gives you the handshake.
You take the pictures. Oh, you put it on the wall.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm an idea man and a maitre d'. Yeah, that's really what it's all about.
No question. Because you're a people person.
You're the guy I call ahead. Right. I'm the guy I call. Hey, Steve, I'm Justin. I'm coming through. And then you try to find a table for me.
I think I've put that image out, and I shouldn't, because I like people.
Yes.
I just know who I like, and I know who I don't. All right, we got to get to the top six at six.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks. Your kicks.
Get your kicks. With the top six at six, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
3-2-9-8-1-70-200, best and worst Thanksgivings, and we got some surprise guests coming up today as well. Item number one, the Ben Franklin fraud. How many of you, raise your hands, including there in the car or at home, think Ben Franklin is the father of Thanksgiving?
Oh, I do.
We've been taught that forever.
I do think
Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin. He didn't just fly a kite in a thunderstorm.
He started Thanksgiving.
He was the Thanksgiving
And he wanted the turkey to be the American instead of the eagle.
Friend of the turkey. According to the Washington Post, Benjamin Franklin contributed much to the growth of the United States. He was very bright, had a very curious mind. It's amazing to see how much he accomplished. He was a newspaperman, a publisher, a scientist, a postmaster. He was a human lightning rod. However, Franklin thought the turkey should be a national bird rather than the bald eagle, right? No, he didn't. According to, and you got to be thrilled if you're a parent and you're spending, I don't know, $100,000 a year to send your kid to Harvard. According to a Harvard University project that debunks myths concerning the Declaration of Independence, the Franklin turkey story is one giant misunderstanding from a quote Benjamin Franklin had so many years ago. Dr. Franklin proposes a device for a seal lifting up his one, blah, blah, blah. This is all about the quote that was wrong. In it, there is a vague mention of turkeys and America that was conflated to be turned into Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird.
Wow.
The scandal around this. Benjamin Franklin is now, we know Benjamin Franklin discovered America, but he did not.
Benjamin Franklin sailed the ocean blue.
Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. I just want to make sure you understand.
I hope they move on to Jefferson next. I know what was going on with slaves.
Yes.
Right? I think that's next.
It'd be an awkward transition, wouldn't it?
That's the next.
Now that we got the turkey thing cleared up.
Next semester, I want to know more about what was going on in slave quarters.
Next semester.
Next! Meanwhile, in Trump world, man, what a couple of days he's had. First, he slammed a Navy SEAL general who was the architect of the 9/11 get of Osama bin Laden.
Not fast enough.
That literally was his argument. Not fast enough. He also apparently, by all accounts now, was insisting behind the scenes that Hillary Clinton and James Comey be prosecuted. Indicted and prosecuted. For those of you not aware, you can't do that.
Yeah.
As President of the United States and an incredible amount of power you wield, you can't use that power against your political enemies. This, in a real world, is an impeachable offense that both houses of Congress would go crazy over. In this world, it'll be gone by noon today.
In this world, it's a sitcom. Trump!
Yes. Also, following a statement yesterday afternoon that stunned just about everybody, President Trump said he is siding with ABC or with Saudi Arabia, telling ABC News it's all about America first. Why is this a story? Well, because the Saudi Arabian government, specifically their leader, who goes by the nickname of MBS as opposed to his long full name, he ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. This is a Washington Post writer who is an American resident. And Trump yesterday said, need the money.
What blows my mind about it is that, you know, you'll see some Republican senators come out and talk about moral authority. But essentially he says in his statement, which was a very strange statement with a lot of exclamation points. But he says in his statement that the deal for arms that we would get with Saudi Arabia, they want to buy $450 billion worth of arms. It's more important.
Yeah, than a life. Right? Yeah,
and that was so strange.
Than a life, than a torture,
and then
saying, American, if you're willing to do a deal with America, we'll look the other way when you kill people that are from.
And to send the message that if you're going to be someone who says truth to power, that's in the media, that you have the right to be killed by the authoritarian regime, and no one's going to protect you, even if you are a U.S. Resident.
Well, you think about what Trump has said positively. About Putin, about the leader of North Korea, about dictators all around the world, and he slammed the guy that was the architect of 9/11 as a Navy SEAL and a hero.
If you're an American abroad, either a citizen or a resident, you should be very, very concerned.
Yeah, come home quickly. By the way, the numbers also are a nonsense. The $110 to $400 billion, depending on Trump's mood when he says it, it actually is a $14 billion deal.
And cheap oil. He mentioned oil. It's just so startling to see the president just essentially say, man, the life's not worth the money we'd make off of weapons, bombs, machine guns.
Well, you got
blows my mind that a president would say that.
Until I'm convinced otherwise, I'm wondering what film, tape, video Saudi Arabia has, or from the 90s, the evidence they have that they bailed him out that's tied to his tax returns that he won't release.
Well, that's the problem when you have someone who no one can trust because you don't know what his financial interest is.
Yeah, but he's an amazing businessman.
A couple more things from Trump world. He submitted answers to Robert Mueller and then went out of his way to say he wrote the answers, which is fantastic because if Mueller finds anything that's actionable, he's not going to go against the attorneys, who, in fact, we know probably wrote the answers. He can say, well, Mr. President, you said you wrote the answers because of his need for constant affirmation. And, Ivanka. Ivanka, yesterday we talked about the fact that she decided to use private emails, and the White House explanation for it is, yeah, but it's not as bad as Hillary. Next! Barack Obama visiting the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which is a nice thing to do. So wearing a Chicago White Sox hat and latex gloves, Obama assisted volunteers at the Greater Chicago Food Depository preparing food that will be distributed to those in need for Thanksgiving. I would love to see Donald Trump do this because I would love to see him be an ex-president. Next. important food notes here. Romaine lettuce, a warning from the CDC, and they don't put these things out lightly. Don't eat any romaine lettuce, no matter what. 32 people in 11 states were infected with nasty strains of E. coli, as opposed to the good E. coli. Warning comes after another multi-state E. coli outbreak, and more than 46 million turkeys are going to be cooked. And no better time than now to remind you that food handling practices are a big deal. You got to properly clean your hands when you're going from one type of food to another.
And additionally, more than 80% of participants inadvertently contaminated food and other surfaces on a study of whether or not they knew how to wash their hands.
And so to review, Jenny O. Turkey, ground turkey, and romaine lettuce do not have those turkey burgers for Thanksgiving. Whatever you do.
Well, it's a problem, but if you go to John's house, he loves the leftovers.
Oh, I went to, God, I got takeout last night. And there was a salad involved. I go, there's no romaine lettuce in there. They had no idea what I was talking about. So I don't know how you're going. I don't know how you're going to enforce that. Restaurants are like, I don't know what. Like, how do you get rid of romaine lettuce out of everything that's in?
Especially if it's already been open.
Right. Oh, it was at the salad bar too, where I went yesterday.
So I don't know.
No, I had. Listen, I've already taken proactive steps. I just had a big bowl of croutons.
Get rid of this.
You put enough dressing on a big bowl of croutons, it's tremendous.
Order pizza.
Next! Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg did an exclusive interview with CNN Business and got very angry as he talked about that scathing New York Times piece about Sheryl Sandberg, and about how Facebook was run, talked about its power for good, and basically made the point he ain't going anywhere. We'll see what it does to the stock today. And finally... Air travel expected to hit an all-time high this week for Thanksgiving, the U.S. military opening up some of its airspace to commercial flights to handle the surge. Busiest time, and not shockingly, is today. As you try to get away for Thanksgiving.
Grzanich said at the beginning that he is going to go shopping for Thanksgiving today because he likes the mobs.
I like the mobs and all the free samples on the Wednesday.
So why not? You know what you should do is just go to O'Hare to stand in lines. Yeah. You should just go...
So then that would be cool if they actually had people in the lines with free samples, at, you know, while you were waiting.
No, that's my biggest That's the thing that obsesses me about free samples. They're like built-in traffic jams all through the store. It drives me nuts.
But you know what? I sort of agree with Steve. Like, I like going out at Christmas when things are crazy busy because it's
fun, you know, sort of fun.
And, you know, if you go out, I've said this for years, if you are a single female and you don't know how to meet men, go to Macy's on Christmas Eve. You will see men walking around like zombies. Help me! And you can just go and just pick this and then leave her for me.
What single women have a hard time finding men in this in 2018?
You wouldn't think it would be an issue.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
But based on every issue of Cosmo I read cover to cover, as you know. That's your top 6 at 6.
That's all today for the Top 6 at 6.
No more!
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
Helpful texter at 708. I think that Arnold the Duck should quarterback the Bears if Mitch can't play.
Dude's ready, Steve. I was with him last night.
Well, you're with him every night.
Yeah, I am. I didn't really want to.
For those of you that don't know the story, Arnold the Duck is the stuffed duck that Mark Kermit sleeps with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arnold. I got three now, Steve. Arnold, Seabiscuit, great horse. We rescued him from Mackinac Island.
Okay, when you say you rescued him, this is a stuffed
gift shop.
Exactly.
Dude looked unhappy. Just wanted out.
And who's the third?
That would be Aku, which is short for Aku Mal, out of right by Cancun down in Mexico. Dude was not happy down there. Felt like, you know, he needed a better situation, so we brought him in.
And the last two are because your girlfriend wanted him?
Nah, I don't know about that. That's it was definitely mutual. It wasn't. I can't just put it on her.
What is the list of medications that you're on?
I go straight, John. Okay. I'm just, you know, occasional Advil.
All right, then what's the list of medications you should be on?
Yeah. Well, that's another question.
Yes.
Do you ever wash the duck?
Can you imagine if somebody literally just turned the radio on and what they heard first was
the duck?
Mary saying, "Ever wash the duck?"
But that's a good question.
There was there was a period of time where Arnold was joining me.
And how old is Arnold now?
Arnold's been around since about 87, maybe 86. Wow.
That's why I asked the question.
You were
but a boy.
I never did wash the duck, but my girlfriend does wash the duck. She wants.
Yeah. This whole conversation sounds filthy.
That duck. I personally don't think that Arnold needs to be washed nor wants to be washed, but she. That duck does get washed, Mary. So
I can only imagine as a boy what happened with Arnold.
It's a duck.
Don't go there.
It's a duck. Can't you throw it out in the rain?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That thing is indestructible.
Walking in the rain with the duck I love.
Right.
It's one of the great songs of all time. Justin, a great idea. Theory thought maybe we should just be honest and talk about what we're thankful for.
Yeah. I think you hear all these thankful. I know Dave Plyer does a great thing on Thanksgiving, about when we've recorded all week. It'll be on tomorrow. But I was just thinking, you know, there are a lot of things to be thankful for that don't necessarily get airtime. Because it always gets sucked up by family,
and love,
friends, and love.
Yeah, and honestly, it's okay to be thankful for things that aren't that.
Like, for instance, I'm thankful for the Comcast remote where you can talk into it.
Oh, the voice remote.
Right? The voice remote. I'm thankful for that. The other day it didn't work, and I had to go and try to do the text thing on, and I was like, this is what happened. Oh, my gosh. This is totally untenable. I can't believe I lived like this 6 months ago.
Have you ever had a situation where the batteries died in the voice remote, and you thought, there's got to be a place that will deliver batteries, and you reach for your phone, and not just me? It's okay.
There's got to be a place.
You can go into the batteries?
Yes, exactly.
Voice Moreau. So, yes, I'm thankful for the Comcast.
Oh, I agree 1,000%. Mark Carmen, what are you thankful for?
You know what, Steve?
And it can't be love or family.
Okay, I got it. I'm most thankful for these days that I'm finally figuring out my forehand, Steve. I'm coming around the ball better. So I'm getting some good cross-court action, some good topspin.
It's good.
It's impacting my game. I think I might be able to beat Ted next time I see him out there.
Very nice.
Okay. Take Ted down.
John DeCoste, what do you think?
I actually have two. One they're both very important to me. The one is bite-sized Butterfinger bars.
Ooh.
When you eat one one, they get all over the place. Yeah. But a bite-sized... It's one shot, and you're clean, and you get the taste. The other is, it's along the same lines. Jiffy has a whipped peanut butter that is so easy to spread. I like apple butter. I like peanut butter, apple butter sandwiches. But now it's funny with you with the voice remote. Yeah. If I go to a regular peanut butter jar, it's like a cement. I'm
it's like what
oh
do you,
my God, how
what
do
kind
you spread
of barbarian
this?
World am I living
with
in? People?
You can't spread this with... like a fork.
It's ridiculous.
What about you? What about you, Steve?
Oh, wait, we got to get upstairs.
Yeah,
we'll Mary Vanderbilt.
I'll have to say the heated steering wheel and the heated seat.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
this time of year, it's the best.
Heated steering wheel is pretty strong.
Oh, that I
is.
Love it.
I didn't know that existed.
In the summer, that's got to be horrible.
You know,
don't turn it on in the summer.
The fine people at Chevy asked me to drive one of their vehicles a couple of years ago, and it had heated seats, and it was 148 degrees, and I didn't know it had heated seats, and my knee hit the switch, and all of a sudden I'm going, what the hell's going on here? My butt's on fire. And I literally had to pull over in the middle of rush hour to try to figure out how to turn my heated seats off.
Imagine that when you're having hot flashes.
Can't.
Good.
Please. Yeah. Steve Grzanich.
Also, anybody keeping track for out of context, he just said, my butt's on fire.
Yes. It's going to go well with Wash My Duck. Right. Steve Grzanich?
You know, Steve, I'm just happy to, very thankful to be able to get up every morning and do what I love to do. I love to still be employed.
Oh, my God.
Here, I got one for you.
Steve, you missed the point. You blew it, Steve.
Grzanich, you should have said dress sweatpants. Right. See, that's the best.
Yes, formal sweatpants.
There is actually a name for these now. I don't know if they're called dress sweat. I think it's called something casual, like Mary Sandberg Boyle knows.
She
the
knows.
Name
the boys wear them all the time.
But
I don't know what they're called.
I'm thankful
almost
for those.
Yoga pants, stretchy pants.
No, they're thicker than yoga.
No, they're
sort of like sweatpants, but they look sort of like you could wear them anywhere.
Yeah. So sweatpants.
Yeah,
sweatpants.
They are sweatpants. They're just a little bit more formal.
Super Joe, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the water dispensers in the new refrigerators where all you have to do is push autofill. Those 8 seconds, man, I mean, I am really
glorious.
I am very efficient.
I didn't even know we had that.
Yeah, no,
where
it really is, strong.
Yeah,
where is that, Joe?
That's more the Royal Wii. Not necessarily here as much.
I thought you were going to say. I thought you would have said like the Michigan Wolverines or the fact that you're going to the Michigan Ohio State game, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I'm thankful to be alive.
Joe said a lot of anxiety about being in enemy territory for the Ohio State game.
We about it yesterday.
He's
yesterday.
A wreck about it.
Anticipatory anxiety.
Right? Yeah. Are you going to wear your Michigan jersey?
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, you could fix that anxiety by just not wearing the Michigan jersey.
Now I'm wearing my colors.
Or not going at all.
He said yesterday.
No way, Mayor.
He said yesterday that he was going to the mall to shop for something toned down.
How do you tone down a Michigan jersey? The blue and maize.
Yeah,
the small caps M,
just in case, you know.
Just in case, right?
I mean, I'm going into the Lions' den. I got to.
I'm a fan, but I'm not that big a fan.
Oh no, I'm a gigantic fan. Yeah.
And Pete, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for
Chinese restaurants that also put forks on the table.
Yes.
Oh, well, you don't have to ask.
No, that's a
when
great
you
one.
Don't have to yeah. ask. Yeah. You feel like a rube.
Yeah. Right. You go, hey, I know you have chopsticks here, and everyone can operate these but me.
Right.
Could I get a fork?
Right. Yes.
that's a really good one.
That's
a very good one.
Yeah.
I got to go with two things, and I don't think I'm alone in this. Naps and Donald Trump. When you think about the... When you think about the material that Trump has supplied over the last 2 years, I feel like I owe him something.
It's true.
You're thankful for naps?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. I remember, you know, yesterday. No, I'm 57 now, so my thankful list has changed.
Yeah.
If you had asked me in the 90s, none of it was arable. But now, I'm thankful for naps.
Thankful for naps.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. So there you go. There's our selfish Thanksgiving list.
Are you a good napper?
No, I'm not good. No.
So, 'cause
I used to be a great napper. Yeah. I used to be like an Olympic level napper.
Olympic level.
I'm telling you, I could sleep race you and beat you anytime. I could be asleep in 4 seconds.
Could you do sitting?
Oh, yeah.
And could you do 5 minutes and feel like you're refreshed?
Yeah, 5 to 10, right. maybe. But I like, if you're going to take a nap, man, you got to commit to it.
Yeah.
I like a nap that's 45 minutes, maybe even an hour.
Way too long.
I get a good hour every day now.
Yeah.
The best
thing
in
the world. The best thing about working on the show, and I'm thankful for it, but this idea that it's been the advice on how to sleep in the afternoon, and I have gotten different advice from every single person who works on the show, from Grzanich has told me his theory, Mary, you, everybody has told me, and I'm like, it's all a little bit different, and none of it works.
So. I think you have to. I mean, you're an athlete. I think
yes,
you have to
in
whatever kind of sport you choose, golf being an example, you have to find what works for
right,
you.
Right.
And in the case of napping, you have to try different nap methods
you're
until
right.
you find what nap method works for you.
I'm working on it. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. And enjoy it, by the way. How old are you now?
I am 44 years old.
You have 6 years before you'll start to fall apart physically, so enjoy it.
I get 6 years. Great.
Well, that thankful discussion may have gone in a different direction now. The coach is on the phone. Mark Carmen, do you know the coach?
Oh, no.
The old coach?
I do know the coach. He's always...
He's a little tough on me. I think we can agree.
But he definitely has high standards.
He's a little tough on me. Let me go to him. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Cochran.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. That's why I called, to say happy anything to you.
Right. Well, I thought maybe we could, bury the hatchet. I didn't even know we had a hatchet, but bury it and just wish each other a happy Thanksgiving.
You know, I don't know why people don't think I like you, Cochran, but I'll be honest, if you was ever hit by a bus, I'd probably be the one driving it.
Yeah, see, that's probably why I could go out on a limb. What will you be doing for Thanksgiving?
Traditional stuff I do every year.
Like?
Sit down, I have your basic Thanksgiving dinner, Salisbury steak with a little peas in another tray, some mashed potatoes, and some fruit thing. I don't know what it is.
And then put on a layer of Icy Hot?
Oh, yeah, that's the best. You got to just lay that on, because that with the smell of the Salisbury steak is phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Well, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? There must be something.
Best thing about Thanksgiving, number one, football. Uh-huh. You know how much I like that.
Sure, you're
and
the old coach.
The other thing is that 2 days I ain't got to listen to you.
You should get together with the four people that text me, or five or six or seven, that get up every day and don't like me.
Yeah, well, it ain't because you're stupid. You're the reason I didn't put directions on shampoo.
Because it's the season of giving and saying thanks, you got one more?
Well, yeah. You know, I want to apologize a little bit. I mean, every time I listen to you, my emotions run the gamut from A to B.
Really? All the way from A to B?
From A to B, Cochran.
I don't know why I'm so addicted to this. Give me one.
I can't explain it to you. I got no puppets.
There you go. That's the mic drop moment. Thank you, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Isn't that nice there at the end?
Emotion at the end, yeah.
I can't explain it to you. I don't have any puppets.
That's pretty good. It's strong.
That's good. Let's see. From the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, Steve Grzanich will join us next on 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The legendary Elise Glick taking a break from preparing to host Thanksgiving. Am I right about that, by the way?
You are. You are. I've been up baking already.
How many people?
This year, it's kind of a small group, about 26.
26? You need less friends.
Wow. These are relatives coming from far and away, mostly from the East Coast.
Do you have to rent a hall, Elise? Do you have to go find a restaurant?
No, we just go in the backyard. Okay, we're really tough.
26 people. How many turkeys is that?
Two big turkeys and a couple of extra legs.
Wow. Wow. You got your multiple ovens going?
We've got all kinds of things going.
We had a major scare at the house last night. Ooh, it was just like when you couldn't get a fire started in a log cabin in the prairie in the old days. The new microwave didn't work.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So you check the fuses. Fine. So we went with a full reboot where you turn
the... you could reboot your microwave.
Yeah, you turn the fuse off, wait for a minute, literally a minute, time it. Like you're going to cut the green wire or the red wire and turn it back on.
Like you're turning your phone on.
And it reboots.
Right.
Yeah, and it reboots.
That is great to know.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your tip of the day. So
thank you.
If it involves rebooting, I'm your guy. Turn it on, turn it off, turn it off, turn it on. All right.
Some things I'd like to reboot. I don't know about you.
Sure.
different text question for a different day, right?
I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for saying this, but my daughter, Amy Cochran, is very close to buying her first house. I hope that's okay with Amy that I said that, because I'm excited for her.
That is very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm all out there cheering people along who haven't done this before, so good for her.
Now, is you know, young people, the millennials, is she the only millennial buying a house, or are there more out there?
I think she is this month. She's the only one.
She's the millennial of the month?
The millennial of the home-buying millennial of the month.
There you go. Well, good job, kid. So what do we know? We're at 5% approximately in interest rates. Good time to buy, bad time to buy, generally speaking?
You know, I think it's fine to buy, but here's the problem. So interest rates are going up. That means everything's less affordable. And there are, you know, generally speaking around the country, not that many homes for sale. The ones that are for sale are all the higher priced ones. But here in Chicago, we actually have a whole lot of houses that are reasonably priced. Not right downtown where all young people seem to want to live now, but in other places around the city. So find yourself a house and go buy it.
Elise, there's a lot to be made as we get close to the end of 2018 about what we're going to see in 2019. A lot of homeowners are going to be on the hook with not having the deduction for the state and local taxes. And the interest rates are inching higher. This just seems like a bad time to be in the housing market. As someone who's involved in that, how do you combat that, the idea that there's so much going against it?
So I never counsel anybody, Justin, to buy a house simply for the tax deduction. It's the wrong way to look at a major purchase like that, because you have to live somewhere. So if you buy a house and over time that house price stays the same because you have a fixed rate mortgage, even at 5%, I know that sounds like crazy high to people.
But it's not going backwards, kids. No time soon is it going backwards.
It might go backwards in like... I don't know, 2020, 2021, the next time we have a recession. I mean, the reason that they're going up is because the Fed is raising rates so that the next recession, which everybody thinks is coming in 2020 or 2021, they can lower them again. So you've got this opportunity. You buy a house, you can afford it. And what's nice about it is that house is there and the price is stable. And if you go rent somewhere, you're not going to get the same amount of home to live in for anywhere close to that same amount of price. Rents are skyrocketing in Chicago. Anybody who's renting can tell you that they live in fear of the next adjustment from their landlord, or if they need more space or they need to move somewhere, that they're going to take a big jump. And so when you buy a house, you lock in that price point and you lock in the amount that you're spending every month. So it's very dependable.
We're talking to Elise Glick, sponsored by Grandview Homes, thinkglink.com. Mark Carman is here. Dave Ennett's sleeping one off. And Mark Carman is a guy that has been a real estate investor in your life.
I thank you, Steve. At least, what do you do if you're trying to perhaps upgrade, or like let's say you had an investment that's done well, but you don't want to pay the taxes on it, and you want to go into something bigger. What's the strategy as far as how do you, can't you roll that into the next property? Is that legal?
It is legal. It's called a 1031 tax-free exchange. It used to be called a Starker Trust, but just call it a 1031 exchange. What that does is you have...
That's like dirty talk in the real estate game, which you just said.
It's you have no idea, Steve.
Yeah, really.
But what that allows you to do is you get a certain number of days, 45 days, to identify the new property, and then you have a certain number of days to close on that new property. So there's some very strict time limits, but then it allows you to roll the entire amount of the sale into the new purchase, and you don't pay any taxes on that. There are some benefits to these new opportunity zones that you're now hearing about. These came about with the new tax reform bill that passed last year, the one that none of us really like because we're in a blue state. But one of the things that came out of that are these opportunity zones, which would allow you to buy investment property in one of these zones. There's like 3,000 of them all over the country. And generally speaking, they're in less desirable neighborhoods or neighborhoods that need a little push. Amazon chose one in New York for, in Long Island City, that's an opportunity zone. So what happens there is you don't actually have to roll the entire amount into the new purchase price. You only have to roll a certain percentage of it, typically the amount you originally invested, and then you get the rest of the money back in cash, which is very different and very unusual from a 1031 tax-free exchange. But both things we're going to be hearing a lot about coming in the next year or so.
And all of that information is available with regularity at thinkglink.com. Do you have a follow-up? Because unlike the White House, you're allowed to follow up.
I'm just curious, if you have a loss on a property, is there any benefit in rolling that, Elise?
I'm sorry, say that again?
He wants to know if he can roll a loss forward.
Oh, so losses are really interesting. Losses are, yes, you can roll a loss in 1031, although you have to buy a property for as much or more than whatever you're selling that investment property for. When you take a loss, though, losses go, they stick around for a few years. I don't even know where in the tax heaven. They stick around, and so then the next time that you have a gain, that's of a similar nature, you can take it against that loss. So losses work in a little bit of a different way, but they hang around and you can use them.
You worried about the tech sector?
I am not worried about whether Sheryl Sandberg and Mr. Zuckerberg have enough money for several lifetimes. So, no, I'm not particularly worried about the tech sector. I'll tell you what I am worried about, though. People in San Francisco, where the median purchase price is now $1.3 million.
Come on, that's
the median?
Median. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, who lives there?
These young tech millennial millionaires who got lucky and hit on the right place where they were number three employee, and then it sold for $10 billion 18 months later. Those guys.
Wow.
And women.
So this is what's going to happen and Justin, you warned us about this the other day. With global warming and the prices of homes in San Francisco,
Yeah. Everybody's
coming to Chicago.
Roll here.
Because the coast will be gone, or you couldn't afford to live there.
And the Bears are winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's coming to Chicago, and there's not enough room. I mean, there's not enough room right now. I have said voluntarily people need to get the hell out of this town. There's too much traffic, and there's no parking.
Well, it would be nice to have had Amazon come here, but what we do have instead, if you've gone into the West Loop, and last night we were driving around there going to dinner, it is amazing the building that is continuing to go on around Madison and Monroe. Yep. And if you look at, Facebook has just took three or four or five more floors in a building. Google built a building. They're going to, I think, build another building. You know, you've got a huge amount of companies moving back to the city, and the only thing that tells me is that in another 5 to 10 years, we're going to, because nobody else will be able to fit in the city, they'll start building again in some of the old retail malls and things that are going to go out of business. They're going to start taking those locations and they'll turn those into satellite cities again around Chicago. And so we'll have this move in for a while, and then we're going to see people move back to the suburbs because they're going to rediscover them and go, hey, there's great schools, there's space, I can have some land. And that is the ebb and flow of cities around here.
The ebb and flow of life, right?
I need to find my autographed copy of 100 Questions Every First-Time Homebuyer Should Ask so I could give it to my daughter, right?
Be nice. Absolutely. Yeah. I should send you another copy. That way you can give it around to some other worthy millennial who's buying a house.
We could do that. But this is okay even after you agree with the price, because there's lots of questions you still need to ask. I'll just scratch out the part where it says Steve and write Amy.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fine, except sure. I want her to have the version that's for millennials. And do you have the blue version? Because the blue book is the one that's the new one.
That's the one you're sending me today.
That's
100 questions every first-time homebuyer should ask. That's all you need on your Black Friday. Get a copy today. Get two.
Hey, Steve, I have, I don't know if you know this, but the Chicago Tribune is now running my column every week.
That. I think that's great, by the way.
It's very exciting to see my name in print in my own hometown. It hasn't happened
tremendous.
For a while.
Yeah, unless it was like a crime beat.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, why? So look for her column. Look, you just go to thinklink.com. It's all linked there. 100 questions every first-time homebuyer should ask. Get two copies on Black Friday. Huh? Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Elise. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. See you soon.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. There's such good food and there's such great fun. It's a happy Thanksgiving for everyone. Except for the turkey. La, 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 la. Except for the turkey.
Isn't that delightful? Hmm? Yeah, of course it is. The Big Bang Theory coming to an end. Anybody a fan? Big Bang Theory, the show?
Never watch it.
Present.
Nope. There's a story this morning that Jim Parsons was offered $50 million more to just stick around for one more season.
And you remember Dean said that they are the highest, that whole cast. Parsons gets paid more than everybody else, but they are the top five, whoever the cast is, the most paid, highest paid actors in Hollywood or on TV.
You remember the Robert De Niro movie, The Intern?
Yeah.
Ken Holmes is a grandfather of two. He is 78 years old. He just became Australia's oldest intern. I like that story, except for the fact that he's an intern. So he's got some 30-year-old going, yeah, hey, Grandpa, you want to go get my dry cleaning? Hey, give me a coffee, huh? And by the way, that's my Australian accent.
That was good. Yeah. That was, God, I thought it was perfect.
Right? Come on. And if you're thinking about shopping on Friday, it's predicted to be quite busy. I know many of us will be sitting around in our underpants and clicking.
Formal sweatpants, Steve.
Yeah, that's true.
I will be shopping.
A lot of people are going to be out there. The predictions are this will be the biggest retail season on record. And we'll see. I mean, I hope that's true. You know, you got to get out there and you got to support your bricks and mortar. That's a lot of jobs. So don't just sit around and order at home. Unless you like reboxing things and sending them back.
It's more fun.
I went to Bed Bath & Beyond on Sunday, and the line for Bed Bath & was forever, but it really moved.
Did you have 20% off?
I did.
You have to.
The only thing that bothers me is the gauntlet of, impulse buying stuff you have to go through.
All the little stuff at the end.
Like, oh, come on.
A ton of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond puts everything in the store right by the register in case you missed anything.
You know, but I did find in that pile of stuff by the cash register a thing to open up jars that really easily.
Oh. A gripper?
It was $2.99. And listen, I've not had a problem opening jars since I went to Bed Bath & Beyond.
A gripper and French poster art. Yep. You can get it all.
And you know what? Steve, I picked up two dog mats that are super absorbent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the As Seen on TV section.
Yes.
Right.
I might also get the little black mask that covers my eyes when I sleep at night and when I nap as well. Maybe that's what you need, Justin.
Yeah, you need a black mask and a jar opener.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
And a duck.
The most valuable person on the planet for Wednesday, November 21st, 2018 is Dan Gibbons. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dan Gibbons of the Dan Gibbons Turkey Trot. It's a 5K fun run to benefit DuPage County's Hungry. This is happening on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we start.
Where do you start?
downtown Elmhurst, right in the center of town. We wind through a few neighborhoods downtown and end up by Elmhurst College.
And the inspiration for this was Eddie Schwartz?
Yes. Back in 83, when Eddie was putting together his first Good Neighbor Food Drive, he was mad that Mayor Byrne was spending $300,000 on fireworks for New Year's Eve when people were going to bed hungry. So he decided he wanted to do something about it, and I fell asleep, you know, listening to him on his very first food drive, and he was doing it on Bradley Place. And I'm thinking, man, I could probably do something to help him out there next year. So I got together with guys coaching the grade school football at the time with a bunch of guys, and I said, let's do something next year. So we did. With no sponsors, we have 74 runners, and, you know, took a check down to Eddie for $520, a one-time thing. It was never going to happen again. Well, this one thing led to another, and here we are 35 years later, and we'll have close to 8,000 people out here tomorrow morning.
And the Dan Gibbons Turkey Trot has raised almost $4 million with all the funds staying within the county of DuPage to help the hungry. That's pretty amazing. You should be very proud of that.
Thank you, Steve. It's a labor of love, and I can't do it without, you know, obviously the cooperation of the city and all the city officials, police and fire, and our great sponsors. You know, the sad thing is, that, and you can go to any county, but for DuPage, there's a lot of statistics and, you know, the proper wording now that the politicians like you to use is food insecurity. Mm-hmm. Hey, hungry.
Hungry is hungry.
That's all I care about. And on any given night, there are 60,000 people in DuPage County who are at risk of going to bed hungry, and 20,000 are kids.
Yeah, and the thing, it's a crazy number, right? And the thing is, if you don't live in DuPage County, you hear about DuPage County, you go, well, those folks are doing fine in DuPage County. This can happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere. And, you know, there was a time years ago that DuPage was the seventh richest county in the country, but now it's like 54, 55, 56. Not bad. But there are so many people that are one paycheck away from needing it. So that's why we get together. It's a fun family thing. We don't chip or time. You know, families come out. People dress like turkeys.
Dan, do they still bring food and stuff when you run? I've done the turkey trot. It is a blast.
Yeah, it's fun.
So much fun.
And thanks. And by the way, Mary, thanks for the PSA.
Oh, no problem.
Dan has done a nice job at networking to get this thing done as well. Not that he needs extra folks now, but is it too late to enter?
No, it's not. Tomorrow morning, race day registration opens at 6:30 and goes right up until 8:45. The gun goes off at 9 o'clock. And you can register in the morning tomorrow. It's $40. And you can register at the Elmhurst College Gymnasium, 221 Walter Street, which is two blocks from the start line. If you go to our website, dangibbonsturkeytrot.org, take advantage of the trolleys. The trolleys will drop you right by the gym.
Yep.
And they run all the way until 11:30 so they can take you back to your car.
Nice work.
We make it easy for everybody. So,
well, happy Thanksgiving, dude. Yeah, you should be excited. It's another big year. DanGibbonsTurkeyTrot.org. Spell it G-I-B-B-O-N-S. DanGibbonsTurkeyTrot.org. You're a good man. Thanks for doing it again.
Thanks, Stephen. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
And
happy
to you.
Thanks, man. Dan. You too.
Headlines next on 720 WGN.
An animal!
Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal!
It's time for Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by Chevy Drive Chicago.com. It's the early game tomorrow. Don't miss it. Pre-game will be early. Game goes at noon. I mean, they're going to be done by
11:30 the game starts.
It's 11:30 kickoff?
Yeah.
Okay, so the game's done by 2:30, which means, you know, plan your meal at 3 or later.
It's awesome to have the Bears on Thanksgiving.
And how great is
awesome.
It when, you know.
But it also is causing problems.
You're worried about the family talk that y'all have.
Yeah.
You just keep Hamp and OB and Kaz with Mark Carmen on in the background. And you go, no, I want to catch some post game. Oh, it's because they got it. They got it. Dan Hampton joins us. How's that for a plan?
Well, I like it, except you'll have to tape it. We're just doing pregame tomorrow because of the slate of all the malcontent games later on. But, you know, I know. I mean, this is it's a big game. You know, 88 hours after the Bears make the statement of the year, maybe the statement of the last 6 years. We've got a tough task in Detroit for Thanksgiving.
So is this more about a lack of time for preparation or a lack of time for recovery, the short window?
I don't think it's going to be a recovery thing, other than the fact that now we find out that there is concerns about Mitchell Trubisky's shoulder, and he's got soreness in it, and it results of a hit. I think it was late third quarter, and
fourth quarter.
So if he doesn't go, Chase Daniels will go. But this is not an offense that has that's not Patrick Mahomes. It's more of an offensive scheme, and Trubisky facilitates it, better and better on a weekly basis, but it's not going to be, the end of the world if he's not ready to go.
Somebody texted, remember Kyle Orton? No. I totally forgotten about him. So Chase Daniels, if he has to go, I hope he's ready.
No, he will be, and I'll tell you this. I made the statement, after the opener against the Packers where, Trubisky looked lost in the second half, and since we needed to convert on a third and one on one of two or three occasions, we would have won the game. And I said, hey, you can't make those kind of mistakes. And Chase Daniels would have been, smart and crafty enough not to make those mistakes. But, that was then. This is now. The rest of the team is, and you said, is it about preparation or recovery? I think this team, it's young, and they they're filling their oats, I'm not trying to say we're on a run like we had, back in like '85, but there's a certain point where you just start saying, hey, just relax and let it go. Here we go.
Hey,
and
Ham,
you quit worrying about things.
You, of course, famously with the 85 Bears, were able to line up and get some big midseason victories with a backup quarterback and Steve Fuller. Hey, you saw yesterday Eddie Jackson, some others from the defensive side of the ball saying that, if Chase Daniel does get the start, that they're ready to go, that they have a lot of confidence in him. As a player who has been in that situation where you've had to go to the backup, are you confident that the backup's going to lead you to victory?
Sure. Sure. And let's make no pretense about it. The offensive scheme has been something that has been very vital in the success of this season, but it's the defense that not only keeps us in games, but wins games. Last week, the offense scored one touchdown. And so it's not like, the offense was a house of fire, and we can't live without, all of their contributions. The defense has been the bedrock of the seven wins thus far. And, hey, you can say what you want, but, they collapsed a little bit during the other three games that we lost. But we were in it all the way down to the very end because of the defense. So nobody's panicking. Nobody's worried about it. I'll just tell you this. Don't be shocked if Chase Daniels goes out, lights it up, and everybody goes, Mitchell who?
Yeah, quarterback controversy.
We like this young, Chase Daniels, because he makes real good decisions, and he throws the ball accurately.
I have some exciting news for you, because I knew you missed him. Mark Carmen's here.
Hampo, what do you...
Well, Carm, I if I don't get a shot of you every 3 or 4 days, it really starts to wear on me. But, by the way, Steve,
yeah.
Yesterday, the blue Silverado that you and I did the ad for, mm-hmm. the giveaway, it was given away yesterday out at, Jerry Haggerty's Chevrolet, and it's on Roosevelt out in the west suburbs. Anyway, gave it away to some wonderful people, and I just wanted you to know, if Carm needs me to swing by and pick him up in my Silverado, I will. But, man, I got to tell you.
That's a great truck.
That was one beautiful truck we gave away yesterday.
Yeah, it's a great truck. And we mentioned the winner's name the other day. I don't have it in front of me. I got to find the winner's name again. But, congratulations to her and her family.
I said we wouldn't mention your name, dear, because everybody would show up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a ride, right?
Amp, I just want to know what you need for breakfast tomorrow. I mean, 9 o'clock's a little early on Thanksgiving. I've never seen you that early in the morning. Do I need to, you know, hook up an egg, a bacon, anything like that?
Not a thing. And you know what? Unfortunately, we won't have a chance to have our wonderful food from Bartolini's. But let me just tell you this. OB and I and Kaz, we will be ready to go. And we're stoked. Hey, a lot of folks have given me a little grief saying, you know, oh, well, you thought Minnesota would win Sunday night. And I said, no, I want the Bears, you know, to prevail, but I got to see it. Well, now we have seen it. And so there's no reason for us not to expect them to get to 8-3.
All right. So before we get to the scores, you know, I always like to bring up kickers to you because it's your favorite part of the game. Do we have a renewed confidence in this kid now that he's practicing at night?
He was our player that brought it last week, right, yeah. Carm? He was perfect after, yeah, you know, the most miserable day of his career, if not his life. And, hey, you know, we're not running a Chuck E. Cheese here where it's like, you know, let's see if we can hit the hoops here. He's a professional football player. Kicked the ball through the uprights. That's what he did. Hopefully, you know, he'll continue to do that tomorrow.
It's Dan Hampton and a prediction, if you will. Carmen, a final score tomorrow.
I'm going to go 24-21 Bears.
Justin.
I will say 19-14 Bears.
Super Joe.
24-10 Bears.
Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, boy. 17-14 Bears.
I don't think it's close. Bears 28, Lions 7.
Wow. That's a lot of confidence.
That's a great defense. And by the way, three of those four will be defensive touchdowns. But that's fine. We'll take them. Hamp score.
28-10 Bears roll, and Chase Daniels throws two touchdowns, and Jordan Howard has over 100 yards.
Wow. All right. Well, I hope you're right about all that. Hey, buddy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of our wonderful listeners. We'll be on at 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock tomorrow, Carb. Do not oversleep. We'll be waiting for you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, can you imagine if you were the one that didn't show up? There's been various times where Hamp and OB have had trouble getting into the building, and you know, they're stars,
Mark.
But if you couldn't get in, if you were late, I think OB, who doesn't run well, would run you down.
I think the most scary moment of my life, Steve, was sometime in August when OB just showed up at the radio station and like looked at me stern and said, "Don't we have a show today?" And I thought he was serious, and I thought we might have, and he was just playing.
It scared you to death.
It was.
You know what this means? It's the holiday call. I didn't know if we get it's President Trump.
Thanksgiving.
President Trump. Good morning, or is it afternoon for you? I don't even know where you are.
It's actually morning, Cochran. Okay. Florida time. Always an honor to talk to such a powerful man like me.
Yes. Of course it is. Did you enjoy pardoning the turkeys yesterday?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I mean, Don Jr. hasn't been subpoenaed yet. See what I did there?
Yes, I
turkey
did.
Humor.
Yeah.
No, listen, I really did enjoy pardoning the turkeys. I used to think pardoning turkeys was the dumbest thing. Then I started following that new liberal New York congresswoman, Ocasio-Cortez, on Twitter. That's the dumbest thing now, believe me.
I didn't know that you actually felt
there
that
was
way.
Actually a third turkey what? That was up to pardoning, but that little bastard bit me, so he was brined up and deep fried by my new attorney general, Matt Whitaker. He's totally proving to be very loyal.
Yeah, and he looks hungry. There's been some controversy over him, right?
You know, fake controversy. Matt's a great pretending to be attorney general. Such a smart person. Amazing Secret Service code name, too. We call him Bald Justin.
Ah, good call, yeah. Mr. President, yeah, down at Mar-a-Lago, you going to be able to relax?
Tremendous. You know, it's going to be a working holiday, so the work is never done, especially on my T-shirt.
A little wild.
But I will tell you, the Mar-a-Lago estate has so many rooms to take a nap in and sleep off that turkey. Lots of places to get lost.
Sounds like my kind of place, but I never get invited.
And speaking of napping with the turkey, yes. I want to address a serious issue. My administration's working hard to rid the country of this dangerous drug called tryptophan. It has to be eliminated. It's a very harmful opioid. No, seriously, where did this scandal start, the tryptophan? It started in the Obama dining room during Thanksgiving 2009. My drug czar's looking into it. We're going to wipe it out once and for all, if we can stay awake.
Now, how does it work with your family? Does everyone get together?
Such a spectacular spectacular gathering. The Trump Thanksgiving's great. We're going to have the entire immediate family here, the best and the brightest, and maybe even Tiffany, too. I'm not really sure.
Hey, and by the way, don't forget the little guy's name. That's a big deal. His name's Barron.
Barron. I got to admit, that's good.
You write that down. There was a rumor that the Saudi crown prince was invited. Is that true?
Well, maybe he did get invited. Maybe he didn't. Where'd you come up with that intel, genius? We're breaking out the gold china either way.
Any special holiday traditions you need to mention?
Well, besides not putting anything green on my plate, especially romaine lettuce, ew, there's going to be a lot of traditions. I personally undress the turkey every year. I grab it by the giblet bag, and just to be on the safe side, I have my lawyer offer it $100,000. You know, just to be completely consensual.
You got to do what you got to do. Hey, new rules for the press as well?
Yes, new rules. First rule is every reporter's question must start with, Mr. President, our gloriously popular and handsome leader. And then Jim Acosta's got a brand new high chair we put him in. He's got to eat all his Cheerios in the little plastic tray or he doesn't get to ask any questions.
What's the deal with Ivanka and the emails?
You know, this is so ridiculous, Cochran. She was completely, they're totally different than what Grandma Gobbler Neck Hillary did with her emails. Look, if I catch anybody chanting lock her up at Ivanka, they'll be taken away and waterboarded with runny yams and cranberry sauce by General Mad Dog Mattis. Okay? And I'm also going to deploy 5,000 troops to protect Ivanka's emails going forward.
That seems like a good call.
That doesn't even count the troops I'm deploying to fight the war on Christmas, Cochran.
I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm sure everybody's excited to go shopping on Black Friday with this booming economy.
Well, thanks. Be careful, though. The snowflakes get on me for saying that. Make sure you say African-American Friday, okay?
Okay. Goodbye, President Trump.
Happy Thanksgiving, loser.
Okay, thanks. So sweet. So
happy
sweet.
Thanksgiving,
really
loser.
Really sweet. The Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Steve Brzanich next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, kiss me, kiss me good.
Right, I'm only going off memory here, Dean, as we start more on entertainment on Thanksgiving Eve. But I believe the winner of the Silverado, because we mentioned her name the other day, and I can't find it, but it's Carrie Plouk. I think that's right. Carrie Plouk. Okay. Does that sound familiar?
That is that? Correct.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Dean. Hamp apparently gave the Silverado away, or delivered it, I should say, yesterday. So
himself?
Yeah. Yeah, and then he walked home, which is weird. It's like, can't you get a ride? You're Dan Hampton.
Right. Uber at Danimal.
You're going to be doing Rokan Show today, but more importantly, you're going to be doing New Year's Eve with John DeCoste.
Tivoli Theater, Downers Grove.
Rocky LaPorte and me. And
we're already camped out in front of the theater so I get a good seat.
We're going to do it New Year's Eve.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This year we're doing it on New Year's Eve.
This one we're going to change it up and do it on New Year's Eve.
7 o'clock, early start.
Yep,
New Year's Eve for people to camp, stay awake till midnight. And we're running a Black Friday sale?
Yeah, last Friday to this Friday, Black Friday sale. So we've discounted the tickets, and you can go to eventbrite.com and get those tickets. We had a big push on that last Friday and Monday.
So yeah.
Take advantage of this week and go get the tickets now.
I've had a lot of people asking me, since I'm going to be there for the show this year, will I be driving a tank to the theater?
Like you did on the primetime morning show.
Like I did on our primetime special. People are wanting me to drive the tank to the theater. I don't know if that's allowed in Downers Grove. And people also want me to show off my archery skill that I did a couple of weeks ago.
I can shoot an apple off John DeCoste's head.
It's up to John.
You were actually pretty good, Dean. That was actually, and you had
pretty
fun
good.
Doing that.
Pretty
you had,
good.
Yeah, you had fun doing that. That was pretty good.
What if we use different fruits? Maybe some vegetables as well.
Yeah. A nice acorn squash.
Yeah, a pumpkin would be the size I would like.
And speaking of food, you're a gourmet cook. Are you cooking tomorrow?
I am not. I'm going to be on the WGN TV float in the Uncle Dan's Holiday Parade down State Street. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then right after that is the annual airing of our Bozo Gar and Ray WGN TV Classic Special. Looking back at some of the greatest children's TV shows in Chicago TV history, Bozo Circus, Steve's favorite, mm-hmm. Garfield Goose and Friends, and Ray Rayner, featuring Hard Rock Coco and Joe Susie Snowflake. Have Steve's eyes rolled back into his head right now, John?
Yes.
It's like a cash register. It. Ka-ching.
Did Steve go get a cup of coffee?
He left. He's not here right now. Dean.
I love the clowns. I just don't love them as much as Dean does. That's all.
That show's the best.
Thank you.
But, and then how about the Family Classics tomorrow night?
And we're also bringing back another edition of Family Classics, the old Fraser Thomas Roy Leonard movie series that we used to run here on WGN for decades. On the original, what's left of the original set, I will be presenting Tom Hanks's Big tomorrow.
Wait a minute,
at 6:30.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I'm serious.
I see John this excited ever.
I'm telling you, I remember I asked you last year if you're going to do it again. I didn't know you got to do it again.
Yeah, we're doing it again tomorrow night at 6:30.
Oh.
And then we're going to do another
it's
one.
It's the best.
We're going to do another one. John, somebody get smelling salts to Steve. We're doing another one December 14th. We're going to do Christmas Carol again with the Alistair Sim Christmas
best.
Carol. New from, not the same one as we did last. I mean, same movie, but we're not just repeating the same intros and all that. And then, remember, John, back in the day when WGN would do Marx Brothers marathons on New Year's
Eve? Sure. Oh, yeah.
We're doing a Family Classics Marx Brothers double feature.
You guys aren't even coming to the show on New Year's Eve.
I'm telling you.
You guys would just be sitting in a room laughing.
This is after the show. This is after the show because it starts at 10:30.
Oh, okay. All right.
It starts at 10. So come and see the show at the Tivoli in Downers Grove. And then we'll all get a hotel room together.
Done.
And watch
Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
Marx
well, that's great.
Oh, man, I can't.
All on WGN TV, Chicago's very own.
And that brings up one last thing. And then we'll come back and talk about more on entertainment. And that is earlier today, Justin brought this up and we kicked it around the room. What are you thankful for? And it can't be love, family, or your job.
You know.
Can't be love. Why can't it be any of those things?
Because everybody's thankful.
Just trying to be
trying to be a little more realistic, at least. Self-love.
Like I said formal sweatpants and the Comcast voice remote.
And I said naps.
And heated
steering wheel.
Heated steering wheels.
Mine was Jiffy spreadable whipped peanut butter.
Yeah.
My new forehand, Dean.
Yeah, that's Carms.
How about this one, Dean? Shampoo and body wash in one.
Shampoo's been lost on me for decades. Yeah.
But the idea that it's all together, that's a good thing. Or how about thin, puffy coats?
I love those. I have one. That's wonderful.
Is his new album out?
Thin Puffy Coats?
Yeah.
It's been delayed.
And here's the thing. If you're a larger male, and Dean looks great. He's lost a bunch of weight. Looks great. But if you're a larger male, puffy is not a word you want in your wardrobe anywhere.
Yeah, you don't want anything that makes you look a little puffier.
Yeah. Got puffy covered.
What much salt is for.
They're not Michelin tire puffiness. They're just
they are. No matter how thin it is, you're still Michelin man.
Yeah. You know, I have arthritis. I have the arthritis, Dean. I don't know if you know this. I have the arthritis in my knees.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I have the arthritis in my knees. And
John
for the
just
first
got
time,
some new knees. You should get some.
And for the first time this weekend, somebody had I don't remember where I was, but somebody had a bowl of chips out, and I literally thought to myself, the salt will make my knees hurt. The salt will cause inflammation. It's like, how old am I? Good God, what happened to me?
I can't think of anything fun like that.
You can't think of anything that you enjoy?
Like take the break and then give him 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's too much pressure.
All right, we'll come back in
pressure.
We'll come back in just
chunky
a second.
Chunky peanut butter?
No, we've got peanut butter already was taken.
I've discussed chunky though?
You can't take peanut butter. The category's covered.
Chunky.
Gina's in Skokie. Gina.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Fabulous. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I have a question for Dean.
Go ahead.
Where was the Drive a Tank place? Was that in Minnesota?
It is in Minnesota. DriveATank.com. Yeah, they're in Minnesota, but they'll come to they came down to Chicago. If you contact them.
So if Gina wants a tank in Skokie, she can get it done?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Gina, are you invading Evanston? What do you need a tank in Skokie for?
Well, I was thinking that would be an awesome Christmas present for my husband.
It would be. And you know what? He'll thank you for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Well, he better be thanking me for the rest of his life, no matter what, right? they actually came down here then.
They came to DuPage County Fairgrounds.
Driveatank.com?
Driveatank.com, right?
Driveatank.com.
I'll try contacting him.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, thank
Come to Downers Grove. Bye. I'm going to be pulling up right in front of the theater in a tank.
When we come back, we'll get to the show business, and Dean will admit how selfish he is with whatever he's thankful for.
I don't see why chunky peanut butter can't be.
Because John already took whipped peanut butter.
Well, that's whipped peanut
it's
butter.
Whipped.
Well, it's like I said nap. Then you can't say longer nap.
You just say sleep.
Cozy
nap. I didn't know there were rules.
I didn't know there were rules.
In the world of stuff, you got to come up with something else.
All right, I'll try it. You'll be calling his name. Dean Rich Shirley,
entertainment editor, Channel 9720. Got a couple of texters. What are you thankful for? Your best Thanksgiving, your worst Thanksgiving? Wait to hear Justin's first best Thanksgiving. First one after my mom beat breast cancer. That's great. Says love you guys. That's nice. Thank you for that. And 630, thankful for Steve inviting me over to his house Friday to watch Tiger versus Phil. I am invited, right, buddy?
There you go.
All listeners are invited, especially you. Which one? What are you looking at?
No, I was just saying the 815's got three things they're thankful for. Scoopable cat litter.
Okay.
Their vacuum cleaner and their leaf blower. So there you go.
Oh, those are good.
Scoopable cat litter. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another band I was in. Dean Richards rejoins us live from Channel 9. All right. So before we get to these movies, where will you be spending the day tomorrow?
I'll be, well, first, of course.
I mean, for the meal.
On the I just like to plug things.
Yeah, I know you do that. I had a sense it was coming.
I'll be at my brother's house.
It's your brother's, okay.
My brother's house.
How's your mom feeling?
Lincoln White. Fine, she's fine.
Good.
Yeah, she's 96, and I don't think she's cooking anything. I haven't talked to her about it, but.
I talked to her this morning. She's got three or four socks full of yogurt going in the guest room.
She may have all of that. On the serious side of your thankful. List. I'm thankful for good health. You know, people always say if you have your health, you have everything. And I've lost 25 pounds, so I feel great. But I'm thankful. My family has had some health issues.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, things have kind of moderated a little bit. But I'm thankful for good days that come along.
Well, it's very nice and completely appropriate. And as your friend, I know that's all true. It's also the lamest answer we've had this morning.
I know. I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
If you're not thankful, accepting my crunchy peanut butter.
You're not thankful for a fancy car that you drive. You're not thankful for the free Hollywood stuff you get.
Or how about how Netflix will start the next episode 15 seconds after? I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love it. You turn into a little old Jewish lady. Huh, it's nice. It's nice.
I guess it's fine.
All right, holiday weekend movie reviews. Creed 2
is, I think, quite great.
Really?
The latest in the Rocky franchise. I'm thankful for the Rocky franchise. I mean, I loved some of them like crazy. I liked some of them. I pretty much, even the bad ones, I've liked because.
Bro, what about that? What about all the movie screenings you go to? Is there a snack that you're thankful for?
No, I'm not a snacker during the movies.
Yeah. You suck at this game.
In fact, it's my pet peeve.
The popcorn. Oh.
It's my pet peeve when people are chomping. Nobody can eat quietly. Everyone
has
to.
Just so bad at being selfish. Creed 2, you loved. What's the grade?
I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan is quite great. Nice story, in which Michael B. Jordan plays Adonis Creed, son of Apollo Creed from the original two movies.
Adonis.
Adonis Creed and
his brother Disappointment.
So he gets a challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship by the son of Ivan Drago.
Love it. Sold.
Rocky IV.
Where do I buy my tickets?
So it is. It's a B+. I liked it all.
And Ivan Drago's son is played by Vladimir Putin, right? Shirtless.
Yes.
Ivan Drago there's a cameo in the trailer, at least. It's good.
Ivan Drago?
Yeah.
Oh, it's more than a cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more than a cameo, but are some other little nuggets for fans of the Rocky franchise who will that I don't want to spoil and say what they are, but if you're a fan of the franchise, you're going to like a few things that are in this movie.
Dean, is this one of the longest running franchises? Movie, you know, it's probably 42 because Star Wars was 77. So
seven first Rocky movie was 1976. Seven Rocky movies and now two Creed movies.
Okay.
Oh, how many more has Stallone got in? 15, 20 more?
You know what? He's solid in this movie. He's not the star of the movie. It's more of a supporting role for him. But he is completely solid in this movie. It's not like he's there for no reason.
He's still in great shape, isn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't do any fighting in this movie, except internally. Except within his own soul.
Robin Hood. Robin,
do this. I don't know if you want to really. What are you doing here?
Do Robin Hood. You know, the only.
I like crunchy peanut butter, but they won't let me like it.
Every comedian always does a Sylvester Stallone. This is the only Sylvester Stallone impression I have. Adrian! That's it.
That's the one, though. If you're going to have only one,
yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's just
one.
Yell out Adrian.
That's the one to have, even if you sound a little like Gilbert Gottfried.
Taron Egerton? Is that this actor's
name? Yeah, Taron Egerton. He was in the King's Service movies.
Yeah, and Jamie Foxx in the new Robin Hood. Is there a Bryan Adams song? Because that's the only way I'm going. Yeah.
There is no Bryan Adams song in this movie, I'm afraid. It's a younger take on Robin Hood. Jamie Foxx is a little John in this movie. And Robin Hood is, you know, like kind of this young punk. But it's not the,
it's like a millennial Robin Hood where he sort of cares, he sort of doesn't.
He works at the Starbucks in Sherwood Forest. Turns out Starbucks opened a location in Sherwood Forest. No, this is before the Robin
steals from the rich and he keeps it.
It's a little bit of puts it in the tip jar. The before
Starbucks.
What we know, before everything we know about Robin Hood, this movie is what leads up to everything that we know. So it's kind of a little bit of a prequel. It's fun. It's a little bit predictable. But there's a really nice chemistry between Edgerton and Jamie Foxx. There's a nice little love story with Maid Marian in this.
Who plays Maid Marian?
A little bit of...
Anybody we know?
It is not an actress who with a lot of name recognition right now. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, her performance is so good that it is... a name that we're going to be hearing about in the future because she does a really great job.
Do they have British accents?
And this is me stalling till I find her name, which
it's all right.
is...
it's all right. Her parents aren't listening.
Eve Hewson.
Eve Hewson. Oh, I love her work.
Eve Hewson.
We're running out of time here. Eternity's Gate. Give me a grade.
B minus. At Eternity's Gate is Willem Dafoe playing Vincent Van Gogh because so many people have said, where are all the Vincent Van Gogh movies that we need for the holiday? Amazing performance.
Is The Rock in it?
Not so.
I don't know. I don't know.
Not so amazing movie. Who knew Vincent Van Gogh's best friend was Kevin Hart? It's one of these movies where the performance is about 30 times better than the movie. I gave it a C-.
Right.
And for the kids, Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's a Disney animated movie.
I bet this is great.
Movie. It's fun. It's a spoofing of pop culture, a spoofing of our obsession with the internet. I gave it a Dean's List B.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman are the main voices in the movie.
Well, enjoy the parade tomorrow. Who's the Grand Marshal?
I don't know. All I know is that Bozo will be on our float. Bozo, Tom Skilling will be on our float on the WGN.
Don't we have like a marginal float? Celebrity in town from Dancing with the Stars or something who's going to be in the parade?
Grocery Store Joe's not the Grand Marshal this one?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Right.
I can't remember if I mentioned that Bozo, Gar, and Ray is on right after the parade at 11.
Please give Bozo my best.
Family Classics at 6:30. Tom Hanks is big. I'm not one to self-promote in any way.
Not at all. And would you apologize again? I know I've done it before, but apologize again to Bozo. One year I thought it'd be funny if I switched his shoes out to about a size 7. And
it'd be painful.
It was very painful because he's about a 34.
It would be very, very painful.
All right, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
See you later. Headlines next, 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
It's 841. We continue with show number 1,266. Texters continue to chime in with their selfish, what they're thankful for, and Thanksgiving selfishness, and we appreciate it. It's just, I know you love your family, and, you know, we know you hopefully love your job, and all that's great. You should be thankful and grateful for all that, but we're also looking for you to be honest.
Some of the superficial things in our lives, they get shortchanged around the holidays, Thanksgiving. So you don't get the thing, like I said, the voice remote. Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for the voice. Someone said they're thankful for truly clever people on Twitter.
Well, there you go.
That's a good thing.
I want to meet the insane psychopath
that set up the grid for Xfinity. Because the way the channels are arranged on Xfinity, it could be the most confusing thing since Einstein went theory of relativity. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a shot. Mm-hmm.
Well,
That's why the voice remote is crucial.
I am thankful for the bus tracker, the CTA bus tracker.
You know, Ross was all over that. My son Ross was all over that.
What did we do? Just waited?
Yeah, which is insane.
We just waited and we sat there and we went to the middle of the road and we looked down as far as we could to see if there was a bus coming 8-10 blocks away. Now we wait till the last possible minute to go outside.
How about it's 2018 and nobody says their cell phone or mobile phone anymore because it's part of their lives.
Yeah.
And no one has a landline. Hmm.
Well, not as far as you know.
Yeah.
Well, a few people do.
Demi Lovato, Jamie Lee Curtis, John Mayer, Lena Dunham. What do they all have in common? Here to talk about it is Karen. I'm gonna do my best here, Karen. Get ready. Okay. This is Karen Wolodnick Albert.
Perfect.
Wasn't even close, really, was it?
No, it was actually.
It was really good?
Yeah. Oh. Great.
Nice to see you. Drug addiction specialist and executive director for the Gateway Foundation. Let's start there. What do you do at Gateway?
So I'm the executive director of our Lake County Services. Gateway Foundation is a 50-year-old. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, so it's been very exciting. We are the largest provider of substance use disorder treatment services in Illinois and across the state. We have 14 locations across the state, and we also have locations in California and in Delaware, and we have correction services in 6 states.
Yeah, the locations piece is a huge part of the story because convenience, when you have someone that at least thinks they want to try to have the cure, you don't want to have excuses ready like it's too far to drive or whatever. Convenience is a big deal.
Absolutely, and we have services throughout Illinois and want to find the best match for people when they're looking for help.
I talk about my brother here all the time because it's okay with him, and I'm very proud of him. He'll be 16 years sober on New Year's Day, and there's stories like that all over. But there's also stories about people who are really struggling, and I've heard in the past the average person goes through 7 attempts at treatment before they can get clean. Is that number close to what you hear?
I think there's lots of statistics around that, but that certainly is one I've heard as well. You know, another one I've heard is there's probably maybe 1 in 10 to 1 in 12 people across the country that are struggling with some level of substance use disorder, and only about 10% of them today are seeking help. And so we have a lot of people to reach and to help engage services so they can work on their issues.
I was amazed at one of the statistics you guys sent over. 20 million Americans over the age of 12. Mm-hmm. 12?
12.
12, you got to be worried if your bike tire has enough air in it. That's insane.
Yeah, it's scary. We're seeing youth start younger and younger in some areas.
We talked today on what is now being referred to as Blackout Wednesday. It's a day before Thanksgiving where people come home and they go out to bars tonight, and hence the name Blackout Wednesday. And you also see more and more drinking as part of the holiday. It always has been, but it's mm-hmm. there for Thanksgiving. So this is a strange time where you have the highs and the lows. If you are a family member who has someone over for Thanksgiving and you may be concerned or worried about their dependency or the fact they may be addicted to drugs or alcohol, how do you approach this issue on what is a festive holiday? How
over
do you
the
do
giblets.
That when it may show up tomorrow or tonight or in some way that can be destructive?
Yeah, I mean, certainly when we have family and friends in that we haven't seen in a while, sometimes, you know, someone's struggle or current issue becomes apparent to us, and we want to reach out and give that person support. You know, we want to let them know that we're here to help and maybe be the bridge to connect them to a professional that can do an evaluation or you know, some type of an assessment and see what level of help they may need or may want to engage. But I think the important thing is doing it from a place of love and concern and support.
And speaking of the awkwardness of the family get-together, if somebody's recently clean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the great thing that you can do is recognize it and celebrate it and not say this. Oh, do you mind if I have a beer? Oh, is it okay if I have a glass of wine? A friend of mine who's in the program and has been a success for, I don't know, 30 years or so, he had a great take on it. He said, you have to be able to go and sit at the barbershop for 4 hours and not get a haircut. It's on you. You have to be able to handle that yourself. But making it a congratulatory, upbeat thing, I guess would be a good thing to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this time of year, I think for people in recovery, whether they've been in recovery a short time or a long time, the holidays present a lot of triggers, whether it's just having alcohol around or whether it's the stress of the holidays or the stress of being around people you haven't seen in a while. You know, it's a time where people need a lot of support, and I hope that everyone in recovery has a plan and they know how they're going to spend the holidays safely. And if someone in your family is in recovery, be supportive and be available.
You know, Steve mentioned a lot of the celebrities that you know are going to public rehab or their addiction has popped into the headlines. You know, that goes a long way to destigmatize the idea of rehab or addiction, because as you just mentioned, some of those statistics, they're outlandish, the idea that there's 1 in 10, but only 10% get. Is that has to be a good thing. And I would also assume that even the situation we're seeing right now with opioid addictions and other things being in the news, that's got to help in the way to show people that they're not alone.
Absolutely. You know, I think the most important thing is addiction can happen to anyone, and it's been in the shadows, and it's been the subject of shame and stigma for so long, and I think anything we can do to help decrease that shame and stigma and help people come forward, and some of our people in the public eye that have been, you know, very open about their struggle, I think have had a very positive influence on reducing that shame and stigma, and if you're in the public eye, whether or not you want to have your behavior scrutinized, or you want people following you around and taking pictures, unfortunately sometimes that happens, and we have in some cases this tabloid culture, you know, where you see the headlines about people's, you know, tragedies and other things. But I'm really pleased to see that we've also had this shift to hear stories of hope and recovery and support and people coming out and sharing that with other people.
It's huge. I think it it just shows that addiction doesn't care how rich you are, how good looking you are, or how famous you are.
Right. Absolutely.
So there's people listening now who know they're on the edge, or maybe they know they've got a problem. What do you say to them, and what do you say to the people that want to help them?
I think if you are someone who's struggling and you're wondering if this is the time to get help, I would say if you're thinking about it, it's the time to absolutely reach out. Reach out to a family member, reach out to a professional. There's lots of places, including Gateway Foundation, that will do a confidential screening. We have a 24-hour hotline. We'll talk to you on the phone. We'll point you in the direction of resources. Help is available, and there's really... There's lots of reasons for your health, for your safety, for your life to act on that thought that you're having, that now might be the right time.
I told you I used to have an Olympic level of codependency coming from a family of folks who had problems with alcohol and drugs. You can't love somebody hard enough to fix this for them, can you?
No, but certainly we want to keep that love and that support available. You know, we know that addiction is a chronic relapsing brain disease. And when I talk to family members and impacted persons, you know, what I hear is, why can't they just stop? If they cared about me, if they cared about our life, they could just stop. But really, once that substance use disorder takes hold, your brain isn't in control. And you need help to stop. It isn't just something you can, for the majority of people, wake up one day and say, I'm done. That's it. You know, and it's really hard for people who aren't struggling with an addiction to understand that, and it creates a lot of frustration.
Well, what's the support look like? Is it as simple as having the Gateway website there, or saying, I will drive you, and I'll be there for you to pick you up, and I'll be there for you taking care of, I'll pick up your mail, I'll do whatever you need. Is that simple stuff work?
I think simple stuff works, and you know, certainly being that link, supporting someone, coming alongside of someone, saying, you know, how can I help you with this? Can I sit down with you and make a phone call? Can I do some research? Can I drive you somewhere? All of those things are helpful, because I think making that decision to engage recovery and to make this change is probably the scariest thing that anyone who's struggling with an addiction has had to do in most cases.
You know, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandparents and stuff, there's nothing more gut-wrenching than a parent who sees their own kid going through this and they can't fix it. What do you say to parents?
Well, I think know that it's something that you can't fix. You know, none of us as parents have a magic wand, and it isn't something that we can do for someone else, but we can certainly be there to help and support them. And I think family members who are impacted by addiction, you know, you have to seek help for yourself too. And you know, there's Families Anonymous, there's Smart Recovery, there's lots of different groups
Al-Anon.
For family members and Al-Anon to get help and support from other people that have been in that as well.
And Gateway is a great resource for those as well on
Absolutely.
The website. Mark Carmen,
what's your recommendation on if you know somebody who's in Al-Anon but they're not being honest with Al-Anon, like they don't come out and say when they slip up because they don't want to embarrass themselves there?
You know, that's hard because again, that plays into the shame and stigma of this disease. And I think people who at some point might have a relapse or might have a slip or have a recurrence of their disease, there's so much shame about, oh my gosh, I failed. And it isn't about failure. It's about this is part of the disease. Right. And it's about just getting back on track, you know, engaging services that have helped you engage recovery before.
John DeCoste with a full service operation here just helped you with your headphones.
Thanks.
Nicely done by you, John. He's a roadie now on the show. For people to go through this holiday period, and as you said, triggers and stresses are here. So let's leave them with some direct advice here. Is the website the place to go?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, gatewayfoundation.org. We have a lot of resources for people seeking recovery, people in recovery, family members. And there's also lots of, you know, the CDC has information. There's lots of national websites that can provide information for people. We also have a 1-800 helpline that people can call. It's 877-505-HOPE-4673. Okay. And you can have a free confidential screening there, and we can point you in the direction of additional services. And I think the one thing I want to say, you know, today on Blackout Wednesday is for people to be safe. You know, certainly even if you're not someone who's struggling with substance use, this is a day where some people engage in risky drinking behavior, and certainly be safe, don't drive, plan ahead, and have a wonderful holiday.
One stupid evening can change your life forever.
Absolutely.
So don't be that person. Thanks for the work you do, and all the folks that you work with and around, and again, 877-505-HOPE or gatewayfoundation.org, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Best audience ever. Texters keep hitting it. Here you go. 815. I'm thankful for 2-ply butt wipes.
That's a good one.
847. I'm thankful for heated seats in the car. I think Mary Vanderbilt said that. 847. I'm thankful for spin-off caps that are on top of the orange juice containers. 224. Thankful that eventually warm weather comes again. 847. I'm thankful for beer. I like beer. I still like beer. Oh, I got to get into court. 847, thankful last year I didn't get caught, but I did the, I told family members I was at each other's house and I stayed at home with my dog to watch football all day. I respect that move. And 317, thankful, period, but especially for the workers at Animal Rescues. Rescued our dog 7 years ago. Can't imagine the world without her. So all you dog lovers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm thankful for social media influencers, you know, telling me what shirt to buy.
Yeah, that's good. It's
in a stealth way.
Yeah.
You know, they just wear the shirt. Oh,
I'm thankful
awesome
for
thing I got.
I'm thankful for the internet comment section. And keep it coming. News is next in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Steve, standing by. All right, time for the swap meet. You know how this works. You call up and you say, "Hey, Greg, I got some crap. How much is my crap worth?" But before we get to that, let's say hi again to our friend, Greg Flam, not Flam. No, Greg Flam, not Flam.
Either way.
Flam.
Right.
Flam.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Greg Flam, is Wolf's open this weekend?
Yep, they're open every weekend, 8 to 4, every Saturday and Sunday, Rand Road in Palatine.
Justin ever come out and see it?
Not yet, but he's been to the outdoor
one. I went to the outdoor
one. Yeah,
one
we did some filming there.
And then people got really annoyed with me because Pete and I were filming some, and they don't like that.
Well, they don't
that place is awesome.
They don't want their crap scene or what?
Well, you know, and some of the stuff fell off the truck.
Oh.
You know?
You know.
So it was the people with the laundry detergent that got mad.
312-981-7200. If you got something you'd like an approximate price on, now would be the time to call. What'd you bring in today?
Two things. I have animated Christmas called Spinning Poinsettias. And it plays Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, but I don't want to press it because it plays the whole song. So we'll be here all morning.
Well, we could open the door and throw it in the hallway.
Right, we could do that. But Pete brought up a good point that if you're allergic or if you have pets, that
these are fake,
so they just spin when you play the song. Each four of them
poinsettias are the killers.
Oh, come on, can we turn it on?
Yeah, go ahead. But you have to bring it outside because it will go for 3 minutes.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, look at it. Moves up and down.
Yeah, and wait, we'll
the
start
dancing
spinning.
Plant.
Yeah, we'll can you hold it up by your microphone since that's how people would hear it?
Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
You can hear the batteries are suddenly going.
And the flowers are dancing.
Yeah.
Somewhere
And it's so very cute.
So it's like
fun.
A 6 minute song.
But how much? Like a $40-$50 item. So
what?
In that
really?
Condition, yeah.
What?
Open maybe
here,
25.
You hold it,
Karma. I don't want
to. You couldn't resist pushing it. Now you want me to hold it?
I like how when the batteries are dying, it sounds like the singers are out of tune.
Right. It gets some auto tune.
More historic. It goes back. The batteries died. Now it sounds 20s.
Right.
Now it sounds like it's from the 1910s.
Yeah, da-da-tot. Da-da-tot.
Right.
All right. What else do you have?
A World War II Nazi Germany phone.
What?
Whoa. Yep.
You got a Nazi phone?
Yeah, and apparently you crank this. It still generates electricity. If you crank this, you can get shocked.
So that's like so.
That is super cool.
Can you hold that up?
Wow. Yeah.
It looks like it's very heavy.
Yeah, it is. So,
and they had to carry those things around.
I know. It's amazing, huh?
Well, John DeCosta and I are both fans of the great documentary series Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah. Yes.
And that was shot in the 60s.
Yeah.
Obviously a long time before mobile phones. And Hogan and the guys would use that phone, the one that he brought in today.
Yeah. Kinch would do fake voices on a phone like that.
Yeah.
And crank
and
it
it's
up.
It's stamped 1936, and it's all in German.
That's got to be worth a ton.
It's got to be more. $150, $200
What? $200 I can buy that?
It's got to be worth more than $19.36.
This phone is $800. That phone is $200?
Yeah. Collectible, I guess.
And it's strange because we'll get a lot, and we've had this happen on the swap meet for years now, Greg, that the German paraphernalia from the war can go one way or the other. You could get really interesting stuff, but then the Nazi paraphernalia, that's the stuff that they'll ban that stuff off of eBay.
Yeah, you can't even use the word anymore on eBay.
Yeah. But this kind of thing passes muster because it's just...
Yeah, you could tell it's World War II. It's stamped 1936. There's no doubt about that.
Could you hear Sergeant Schultz if you pick it up? Like,
if you listen really carefully.
I know not.
Yeah.
No. All right, that's two. Did you have a third item?
No, but I do have...
Well, how much money do you have in your wallet?
We're going to play that. All right. I have an update on one of the hot toy items this year.
Ooh.
A new toy item.
What is it?
And it is the Monopoly for Millennials.
Yes.
And
that's a hot item this year?
Yeah, it's selling off. I tried to buy one the other day at Walmart. They're out. The other one is Fortnite Monopoly version. That's sold out.
I just bought Dogopoly.
Yeah, I mean, how many are there? Like 50? Yeah.
There's so many of them. There's Chicagoopoly.
Well, we grew up, it was like one Monopoly. That was
right.
Like, but that's the hot one right now. It sells for about 19. It's going for upwards of 60 on eBay. I think I checked this morning. I saw a low one for 47.
So if the millennials can borrow money from their parents, they could buy Millennial Monopoly.
Well, that's the idea that
there
game
was a controversial
that,
about
it's more rent. It's playing on the idea that the old game is outdated for a younger generation.
What are some of the places
you'll
land
start,
on then,
do you start where you're living at home?
Yeah, right.
And then you get a job that's less than $15 an hour and you try to build your way up?
I think so.
And then you always go to jail.
Yeah, and there,
but only once. And your parents bail you.
The tokens. There's a hashtag token. There's a what was the other one? So a sad emoji. A token. That's the other one.
Jeez.
I thought that was funny.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's Millennial Monopoly. All right, so we got a bunch of people lined up.
Let's take one, and then we'll keep going. 312-981-7200. Do you want to start with Eric?
Eric on the north side.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I thought there was five. There's actually four posters from the 1985 Bears Super Bowl victory that was a giveaway in the Chicago Sun-Times, I believe. And the different pictures represent, with Perry running through the Green Bay Packers, Dicka being carried off the field. And it's like a watercolor, obviously prints, not the real ones.
Oh, they're watercolor, right?
Okay.
Well, I think so. I think that's what I think they were. But they're just posters that were given away by the Sun-Times back in 86 after
like
the Super Bowl.
Because I remember there was one with Walter Payton running over Ronnie Lott, like in the San Francisco, and it was a watercolor type painting that I had in my room for a long time. I wonder if that's where they came from, sort of giveaways from the Sun-Times.
So does Eric have something of value there?
I haven't come across a set of the five. I'm going to guess, $10 each, so $50 for the lot, and auction if you do sell it.
So basically, if he's clearing out, it's worth $50. Otherwise, keep them because they're cool to have.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And it's one of those things too, where newspaper giveaways and or holding on to the newspapers because it was a big news story. Mm-hmm. That's more emotional than actual worth anything.
Worth, right?
You're not going to find a lot for the.
We see that quite a bit.
We have Mary Ellen, Denise, and Greg, and room for you at 312-981-7200.
Greg Flom's here, and Greg, how do people stay in touch with you?
DuPage Picker on most platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
Or they can visit me at Wolf's Flea Market every weekend.
Mary Ellen is here from Naperville. What do you have, Mary Ellen?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So funny, I'm sitting in front of a charity donations drop-off, and I thought I'd call before I drop this. I have, from about 2000, a Nikon 35mm camera, film camera, and to go with it, a 50mm f2.8 macro lens.
So those are all from 2000, you said?
Mm-hmm. That lens?
Yeah,
that lens might be worth something.
One of my kids was in college, and, you know. Yeah.
Does modern technology cameras, right before cell phones come in, are they at all in this
game? They're definitely not holding much value. I mean, for both of those,
this is going to determine whether or not Mary Ellen gets out of the car. She's either going to go home with the camera and the lens, or she's going to get out of the car.
I'm going to guess $250 for both. You know,
well, that's
maybe
not terrible.
$100, $150 for the lens. The lens is the winner, I think, of the two.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. Bonus.
She's not getting out of the car.
All right, Mary Ellen, you tell him you dropped it off, and $250 goes into Mary Ellen's purse. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Got gotcha. Up at Target and get something else.
Thanks for listening. Let's go to Denise and Carol Stream. Denise.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're great.
Thanks.
Good. I'm just curious because somebody made me an offer. I haven't.
Does this involve stuff you want to sell, or is this like a personal thing?
I'm not really saying.
Okay. All right. So you got a Tonka toy?
Yeah. It's a large RV where the top flips open. It's metal, and it has, like, seats inside. Not quite big enough for, like, a Barbie doll, but my daughter in the 70s played with it all the time.
Okay.
And it's been sitting in my basement, and somebody made me an offer on it, and then I looked on eBay, and it was saying it was a lot of money, so I'm just curious if you would know.
Yeah, it's looking like it's about $200, so
it's okay.
Hopefully you got close to that as an offer.
Yeah, well, crappy Tonka toy. Why not?
At a garage sale, it's either $200 or 75 cents.
Depends how banged up and if the kids rode on it.
Right, right.
Greg in Antioch, what do you have, Greg?
Hey, how you doing?
Great,
thanks.
My family has a collection of sketches from Chester Gould, the originator of Dick Tracy. Mm-hmm. He used to hang out at my dad's restaurant.
Come on.
And do sketches. Yeah.
That's got to be worth money.
He used to do sketches at the end of the bar. Supposedly, I had talked to his wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
But... And supposedly, he never really did sketches, you know, and threw them in the garbage or anything. It was pretty rare.
Even better. All right, how much?
Well, some people are asking $1,500 from what I can see for the sketches and original artwork.
So apparently Chester was in a lot of bars.
Yeah.
or not.
Realistically, some have sold for quite a bit less than that.
Well, it sounds like you could have as much as $1,500 here. How does he sell them?
I would find someone maybe online. You'll get the most money online. Than
can you advise some of these people? You say find somebody online.
Yeah.
They're going to go and find something online, and they're going to have trouble. You're the pro.
I do. I consign for people.
Can you go to their house?
Yeah. I've been to people. I'm going to one at 11 o'clock today.
Are you really?
I am. And I coach people with eBay and online selling stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Hold on, you and your Chester Brule sketches. Boy, if I had, I think about all the time I spent in bars as a kid waiting for my parents to take me to the game. If I had all the sketches those drunks did for me, I mean, it wouldn't be worth anything. Kathy is in Glenwood. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a mechanical pencil and pen set from the 70s with the Cadillac logo on them in the original case, never been used.
Wow.
That sounds cool.
That's kind of stumping a little bit. You know, if you could send me a picture on the DuPage Picker Facebook page, I can give you a more accurate price on that. But I'd probably guess start an auction at, say, $75, $100 for that.
Okay. It all adds up.
Yep.
All right, let me fly through some of these in the lightning round. Marge in Beverly's got a Bozo Pluto and Snoopy spoon set.
Maybe 25 to 50 on that.
Lynn in Naperville, a Joe Theismann ad for Target signed by Theismann.
Oh, wow. I don't know what a signature by Theismann is going for, but maybe 100, 150.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Especially this week with the leg breaking thing. His name was in the news quite a bit.
Mike, that helped? Does that help?
It does. Like, every little publicity, you know. There's no bad publicity.
What if you had a picture of the compound fracture? Is that worth more money?
If he signed that, yeah. I'm sure it's quite a bit.
Mike in Bedford Park, an antique writing desk.
Yeah, furniture can go one
way or the other. Yeah, that's all over
We found out, though, Steve, that a lot of times you can go to... when you have antique furniture, you can go to these boutiques that might be in different Chicago neighborhoods, other places, and you know, that's where you might be able to sell furniture. Harder to do so.
Is that better than the flea markets?
You'll probably get more money selling it at a consignment, like a boutique. They take quite a bit, though. Usually about 40% they'll take of the take of that.
But they're also into, those places are into finding something for $5 at a garage sale and staining it out and selling it for $1,000.
Yeah, they make it look good.
Colonel Tom's? They're 40%.
Yeah.
It's a good take.
It's a huge take.
And one more. John, I got to put you on for this. John is in Yorkville. What do you have, John?
Yorkville area.
Yeah, what do you have?
Got a six-pack unopened of original Billy beer from when Jimmy Carter was president. Remember his crazy brother had beer?
Sure.
We've had this a couple times, and a can goes
unopened now.
The six-pack might be about $50. Each can, I think we found individual cans unopened for $10, $12 in that range.
Yeah, and if they're open, they're useless.
They're less, yeah.
Are you just saying that because you want to buy it for less and to go drink it this weekend?
To me, they're a dime a dozen because, as Justin will say, this is probably the third or fourth time we've had a Billy beer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Were there peanuts with it,
that was a big collector.
Right.
It's just collector's item that people saw and they're like, I got to do this, right?
I never asked you this, and you guys may have talked about this on the download, but what's the most valuable thing that you ever came across?
The most valuable thing I've sold was a $2,200 synthesizer by Farfisa.
Like a Moog?
It was apparently the same sound that Elton John used on Crocodile Rock.
Really?
If you can imagine that sound. But that's what that keyboard was known for. But it's a famous name, Farfisa. I think it was made in Italy. And I bought it for $22 and sold it for $2,200.
That's a decent margin.
Look at that flip.
It's not bad.
Yeah, awesome. So I like finding things like that. Garage sales, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing you might.
Yeah.
All right, Greg.
Thanksgiving's on Greg.
Can I do my Thanksgiving? Yeah. I am grateful for whoever invented the bubble top of the McDonald's large lid.
There
that
you
allows
go.
You to not, you know, when you put your straw in, it doesn't spill over to.
Oh, yeah. Good call. And,
What I'm going
to. That's a good call. Yeah, well done by you.
Yep, thanks.
Very good. Very good.
See? He knows how to play.
Yeah. I also like when I roll through and think I have a Diet Coke and they've hit the bubble top where it says diet and it turns out it's a Dr. Pepper.
Yep. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice to see you. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Thank you.
9:27, Steve. Did I talk to Steve already? I did? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's go back and get your headlines next at 720 WGN.
Don't know much about history.
9:38.
Don't know much biology.
I can't find Bennett. I wanted to hear Bennett's story, but the good news is Harry the historian's here, and his real name's Henry. Is it Henry?
Yes, Henry.
Well, first off, thanks for coming in. I mean, a guy your age, it's not so easy to travel.
I'm only 38.
All right. And you have some thoughts on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I've been a historian for a long time. It's been something I've been very involved with. I read Encyclopedia Britannica from beginning to end many, many times.
I can't help but notice an accent. Where are you from?
I'm not too far. Westmont.
Westmont. All right, fine. What area of expertise do you have as far as historical references?
Well, because today we're just talking about Thanksgiving, so I just want to talk about that. Like the Pilgrims, how they got their name. Pill, like, you know, that means that guy's a pill. You know what I mean? And the Grimm, which is how the English pronounce Grimm. So technically they were dirty people that was annoying.
I don't think that's true at all. Do you have another Thanksgiving fact?
Well, you know, they all came over on three ships, the Nino, the Tonto, and the Maria Callender, which it was a lot of people, like they got here about 1620.
Uh-huh.
But you gotta remember that's
maritime
time.
Oh,
so
maritime.
It's about 4:35 they got it.
All right, fine.
Not 16.
I'm running as fast as I can here because I feel like I'm learning so much.
No, this, you know, like a lot of times there was over 3,000 of them. Took them over 3 years to get here from Europa, and there's a lot of.
By the way, do you know Europa is one of Jupiter's moons?
They didn't come over on the Nino.
Okay, not the Jupiter.
They
people.
Were on the second one, the Tonto.
Yeah.
They had a lot of indentured servants because back then in London, if you didn't have teeth, you was a slave.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, that's.
What else do you
have? These are just facts, you know. William Bradford had, you know, he was a leader, and unfortunately, he lost both his daughters on the way over, which their name was Fear and Death.
Which, yeah, well,
they died of chicken pox, which at the time, it wasn't chicken pox, it was called goosebumps at the time.
It just seems, that if you named your kids Fear and Death, you might expect some trouble.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was probably not a good call. You know.
Right.
And then the two guys that got arrested on the boat, Leopold and Loeb, they kidnapped Lindbergh, the Lindbergh baby on the boat. And they was persecuted when they got there.
Leopold and Loeb were killers from the early 20s.
No, I think you're thinking of the McHenrys.
I don't think that's true at all. All right, we're going to run out of time quickly here. Give me one more fact, as you call it.
Oh, no, Plymouth... they did not land. They actually landed on a rock, but Plymouth at that time was a curse word. They're like, Plymouth! And that's what they yelled out.
So they hit the rock and they yelled Plymouth?
Plymouth was a curse word from Europa.
And that's where we thought Plymouth Rock was.
Yeah.
I get it. No, that all seems to make sense.
That makes sense.
Anything on the turkey?
Yeah, it wasn't turkey. It was meatloaf. but it was made. It was turkey meatloaf, and then somebody said, "You know, this is stupid. Why don't we just eat the turkey instead of mashing it up and stuff?" But they made pies, pumpkin, and stuff like that. And the Indians loved the Cool Whip.
They did.
They
on the pies.
They had never had Cool Whip on their pies.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised by
so
that.
So they loved the Cool Whip.
What about the stuffing? Where's that come from?
There wasn't stuffing at the time.
Oh,
they didn't have no bread. There's no wheat here.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians, each time, they love the pilgrims. They love anybody come visit them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came individually off the boat, they would put like necklaces of potatoes. That's how they call them, Lays.
They didn't have potato necklaces.
They did.
They didn't.
Like Lay's potato chips?
Yeah, they call them Lays.
That's where they got it, yeah.
Talking about.
That's so good.
All right. I think you've been in the eggnog.
These are just facts.
All right, thanks. You have a website you want to promote where you can go to find these things?
Go to History Henry, www.historyhenry.org.
Okay, all right, fine.
History Henry.
Dot wrong.
I love it.
Thank you, Hank. Bennett is here, Bennett Wagnight. Bennett, you teased me in a hallway with a Thanksgiving story, and I thought it'd be nice if you could share it.
Yeah, so my family does Thanksgiving a little bit differently. More differently than History Henry,
okay.
Believe it or not. But my mom, a few years ago, she just decided, you know what, I'm done with this political family politics stuff that we all have to put up with every year. So she says, we'll see all the family at Christmas. We're doing Thanksgiving as like a holiday party. So it's all just family friends and, you know, people who need a place to go. She says, our doors are open.
Do you do the big dinner?
We do a big dinner. You know, we usually have like 15 or 20 people, but it's all family, friends, and people who are just kind of, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
So there could be drifters, thugs, and ne'er-do-wells that come by, and you take them all in.
Exactly. So that's
the spirit of Thanksgiving.
The Mama Wake Night way. So
I like that.
1 year, one of her good family friends growing up was an exchange student from Japan. And that exchange student from Japan lives in Tokyo now, but one of her good friends was in the Lyric Opera. And so he moved to Chicago to be in the opera, and he was Japanese. And he and his girlfriend at the time spoke very, very little English. They just came here to sing and play the piano, mm-hmm. both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked, hey, could I send them your way? Because they don't know anybody. It's their first time in America, really.
Could I also argue they don't know the tradition of Thanksgiving,
they
so they would have been
the
fine?
Tradition. Right. So... But then you come into this evolved tradition, and the one point that my mom loves to make about our traditions of Thanksgiving is that every year there's a talent show. So at the end of the night, everybody has to participate in the talent show if you want to come.
Yeah.
despite how much food or wine or booze you've had.
Sounded like a nice day right up until
then.
How do you compete
with the Japanese guy from the Lyric Opera?
Well, so we only a few people knew that he was, you know, professionally trained.
Right.
And so we walked in the door and, you know, everybody's drinking and stuff, having a good time, and he refuses a glass of wine, very polite, and he's translating for his girlfriend and stuff. And eventually we all get to the talent show. We get through, everyone does their stuff, and we've been heavily served at that time of the night. And he steps up there, his girlfriend steps up into the piano, and he starts singing professional opera for the Lyric Opera.
In your house.
In our house. And a pin could have dropped.
Yeah, of course.
And right after that, my dad hands him a glass of wine. He slams it down, and
he was protecting his instrument
for the night and
for the talent show.
For the talent show.
When did you find out that he was a lyric star?
Like 15 minutes before he was going on.
Nicely done.
It was the secret that my mom was keeping from all of us, and had a good time with it. So.
No kidding. Who's going to show up tomorrow? Have you got like Frank Sinatra coming back from the dead or anything?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be kind of a surprise. It usually is every year. You know, there's always one, you know, wild card.
I'm doing magic this year.
Yeah.
John will be there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Bennett. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You as well.
9:46. And if you're a Japanese opera star, just know the wake nights are always welcoming.
Basketball juice. I got a basketball juice. I got a basketball juice.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Chicago Elite Classic. November 30th and December 1st at Wintrust Arena. Have you seen that new arena?
I have not, but it's great. Excited for the Classic because we talked last year, and they moved it. Was it the UIC Pavilion before, correct? Or was it, where was it at? It was at the...
And Coach, by the way, is here. Coach Robert Smith.
It's now moved to the big arena down there, which is awesome.
Yeah, you've seen the arena?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's right by McCormick Place. And how are you, Coach?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Nice to see you. Busy time of year?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah? Well, how are the kids first?
Oh, they're doing great. Just been in practice for like a week and a half now.
You need me to come over and show them anything?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, they might listen to you.
Coach Smith, of course, the legendary coach, the Simeon. Simeon, always a perennial favorite and winner in Chicago and, of course, the state of Illinois. Also the home for some huge basketball stars like Jabari Parker and Derrick Rose, among many others who are still playing both in the collegiate levels and the NBA. Coach Smith, great to have you. And it's awesome. High school basketball is about to start.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you guys for having me on. Boys basketball actually started Monday, so it's been some really good games to start the season off. What one good thing about this year in Illinois is there's no dominant team.
So is that right? No clear number one?
No, we're all equal. Mix of us right there in that 1 through 10 who can actually win the whole thing.
Well, that's so going to make for an interesting win.
And it's city and it's suburbs. There's a lot of different schools that are competing at a high level right now.
Yeah, it's a mixture. I mean, which you haven't been in a while. You know, you can, you know, point a couple of teams in the suburban area.
Sure.
But now you have
Give me those. Who are the big suburban threats?
You have Bloom in the south suburbs. You have St. Vider.
Bolingbrook is
a good one.
So some talent.
Yes, all over the city. It's just parity all over, which is great.
Well, here's the thing. I have heard a rumor that LeBron's old high school is coming in to play Simeon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Chicago Elite Classic, which is going to be legendary this year. Our teams are really good that we have coming in.
Do we know if it's an off day for the Lakers? You don't want LeBron coming in and playing, you know, pretending he's still in school.
Well, with his money, he might be able to fly in and fly right back out. So.
between timeouts, right?
Well, that's exciting, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this year's event is first of all, we're moving, which makes it great. I mean, UIC was great for us.
Sure.
You know, the arena was great. The people at UIC were fine. But we just thought that we were outgrowing it, and we need to move to a bigger spot. And Wintrust welcomed us in there. And the facility is just great, you know, with those skyboxes and 10,000-seat arena.
I can't say enough about the Wintrust people. They are such great partners for Chicago sports all over. But they get the kids, too, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And that was a big thing for us when it was built, was to come in and move there and just showcase Chicago and let people from outside of the city and from different areas to see our beautiful city, basically.
Okay.
Coach, I got a two-parter for you. Number one, you've been there since 98, head coach since 04. So how have the kids changed through your time? And then going back to like my first sort of foray, hoop dreams, and you see you guys getting recruited in the parks and stuff like that and just the recruiting in general, how's that changed over time?
Well, the first question, how do kids change? They, you know, they evolved a little bit quicker now, you know, and a lot of them don't understand that you still have to do the basics. You know,
they don't want the fundamentals. It's all about the highlights.
Pretty much, because they're bigger, stronger, and faster.
Yeah.
You know, and they want to skip that part of it. So with us, we go very all the way back to the basics. I mean, the first week and a half is kind of boring for some of those guys, but we just let them know it's something that you have to do. With the students coming to the schools and athletes coming, I mean, for us, it's Simeon. So everybody wants to be a part of that. So it's not for everybody, but a lot of kids want to be a part of that. So that's one good thing.
Is it crazy to think you've got seniors from 1998 or almost 40 now?
Yeah. Went to one of their parties, and it was a 40th birthday party.
How about that? How about that?
I told them, you can't be 40.
It's crazy. You look good for an old guy.
Thanks.
Coach, the Chicago Elite Classic brings in all these schools. It's a tournament, and you have these special games where, like you just said, Simeon gets to play against LeBron's old team in Ohio. I think Young's playing someone from California. There's a lot of tremendous competition, not just with the Illinois schools, but the nation. To have all these schools come to Chicago to play, it really does put Chicago on the map as one of the strong markets when it comes to high school basketball.
Yeah, definitely. That was our goal, you know, to showcase Chicago. We go all around the country and do these things, and we thought no better place than Chicago. But the other side of our event that's different than others is that we have what we call a Champions in Life workshop, where we bring in the young men and young women to our workshop, and we bring in people to talk to them about the financial literacy, social media pieces, all those different things, everything besides basketball. And then also that morning before the event on Saturday morning, we have a breakfast where Common will be our keynote speaker this year.
He's great.
And we just bring in all these different people besides basketball players. They hear that all the time. They see that all the time. But we want to have them see other things besides just basketball.
Go ahead.
Do you have to obviously all the things outside the court, because if you're playing at Simeon or you're playing at Whitney Young at this point, you're on the radar of some of these big universities that are looking to recruit you. But you have to have the grades. You still have to go through them all. You have to do the tests. Do you have to still instill an academic side to these young men and these young women that are coming through programs like yours?
Yeah, that's number one. You know, I'm sure I can speak for Coach Slott as well. We make sure that they understand that they're students first, and then they become athletes after school, because at the end of the day, when that ball stops bouncing, what are you going to do after that? And that's the most important thing. I mean, I look like Bobby Simmons is one of our sponsors for the event, and what he's doing in the community and what he's doing for himself after basketball is great. So he's always one of the speakers inside of the Champions and Work workshop, so that people can see him after he got done playing. He's still, you know, reliable. He still can do stuff in the communities. He's still out. I mean, he owns all these businesses, so it helps having a guy like that around.
Yeah, these young men need to be turned into men and be shown the path. Not everybody's going to make the NBA, and it's great to have dreams, but your dream, first and foremost, ought to be able to be a responsible member of society.
Definitely, and that's our goal. So that's why we created the workshops. And that's why
good.
We had a breakfast.
Like
just to let them know, it's not just all about basketball, you know. And they leave out of that with, you know, something else on their mind, but just size basketball.
One of the great things, Steve, to watch is to watch the Simeon alum and other Chicago Public School alum in college. I think I was just watching highlights last night, and the kid from Iowa State came out, beat Illinois single-handedly last night. I think it was Simeon Grad. You know, there's a lot of kids that are from Chicago and Illinois that are stars at the NCAA level right now.
Yeah, last night was tremendous for me as a coach, because I got a chance to see Taylen play last night, Taylen Horton Tucker, Iowa State. And then right after that, Zach Norvell, who played for me as well, played for Gonzaga last night. So it was
how cool is that?
It was great.
But you got to feel good, man. You know, there's a lot of names that we don't know that you've sent off after school who are getting it done and have good lives. And for the rest of their lives, they look back and, you know, somebody says, well, who influenced you? They're talking about you, Coach. I hope you're proud of that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm part of it. You know, the whole community is definitely, you know, behind these young men. And that's what's so good about it. Thinking about Jabari last night, tweeting something about the guys playing, letting know he's still watching them play.
That's cool. That's great for them, too. By the way, you know, just let me know when you need me to come over, because I used to have this 15-foot sweet little fade.
Yeah.
It's now a 15-foot fall down where I fall down, and then I'm going to need some help getting up.
Steve can bounce pass like no other.
Yeah.
He's a bounce pass genius.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. two-hand chest pass. I can show the guys all the new stuff.
Anytime you want to come over, you're more than welcome to get out there.
Tickets, best place to go is where?
The participating schools, Ticketmaster, and you also can get them at Winterest box office. The event is like I said earlier, it's going to be awesome. I mean, the teams that coming in, we have Dominican coming in from Milwaukee with the Greek Freak brother, his little brother's on that team.
Oh, that's great.
We have Vashon coming in from St. Louis, Chaminade from St. Louis.
That's tremendous.
Two powerhouses that's coming in is Modern Day, of course. They're always big. That's who Whitney Young will be playing.
Yep.
And also St. Vincent, St. Mary's. I didn't want to say that, but they're a powerhouse as well.
Well, good luck to Simeon. We hope to have you back on to talk about the season as it goes on, especially as we get closer to the playoffs. Coach Robert Smith, Simeon High School, the Chicago League Classic on the 30th and the 1st at the Wintrust Arena down by McCormick Place.
Steve Bertrand in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next. A bunch of texters all morning long. Thanks for those. A couple more before we're gone. 630, I'm thankful for not getting caught taking my neighbor's wind chimes down and throwing them away. I hate those things. Now I can sleep.
That's great.
And a 773, I'm thankful for Super Joe and the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, yeah,
Super Joe, good luck. He's on his way to Ohio for Michigan and Ohio State. On Saturday.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, Steve, and to the whole crew, and to all the listeners, WGN. I hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Carms?
Absolutely. Happy turkey to everybody. Thanks to
John DeCos.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful day. Looking forward to it.
You want to get tickets for New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah. Go to eventbrite.com. We've got two more days left on our Friday, Black Friday to Friday sale.
We're clearing out wall to wall.
We are clearing out wall to wall. It'll be done this Friday, so get your tickets right away.
And for Mary and Steve and Sandberg and everybody else, thanks for, and Pete. Who am I forgetting? And all the people I didn't mention.
You nailed it.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for listening. Appreciate that more than I could ever express to you, and I hope you're with people you love, and I hope they leave before they annoy you. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Frank, how are you, man?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Whoops, let's get a microphone on there for you.
There you go.
How's it going, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm
doing fine. Thanksgiving Eve.
So we're entering the season of Frank has to do every show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all you guys, the A-team, is going on vacation.
Hey,
so
take a look. I mean, the Cochran's here. Kaufman's here.
I'm impressed, actually.
Isn't
I'm impressed.
Is it Bill Leff's birthday today?
Is it Bill Leff's birthday?
I thought it was.
Well, that's why we're filling in for Bill and Wendy. Dr. John Duffy is standing next to me. He's co-host.
I saw Doc in the hallway. Always good to see him.
He is. Wealth of knowledge. Fun guy.
I said hi, and he looked at me. He said, you got a lot of problems.
Let's talk. Lay down on the sofa.
No, he didn't want to talk to me. He just said, you got issues.
Hey, we're having your old buddy Larry Reeves joining us.
Fantastic. We love Larry.
Love Larry.
He's going to be educating the listeners on how to bring humor to the holidays.
I can tell you right now that Larry is just loving life. Am I right about that, John? Captain Positive, am I right?
I can't wait.
He'll be full of tips.
Yes, he's got your tips.
Full of tips.
The ultimate DIY.
Have your hand near the delay button.
Absolutely.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
The sister-in-law is cooking, so we don't have to entertain. But we do Christmas Eve, we do Christmas, we do New Year's. We're insane.
You don't have to feel guilty. It's okay that you're taking Thanksgiving off. Doc, talk to him about his guilt.
We'll work it through. Yeah. We got a couple hours.
Yeah. I got lots of issues.
We're back on Monday. Here are the Bill and Wendy experience as done by Frank and Company.